brought to you by Oakley, the official Oakville, you know, for the minor league baseball, which, of course, is all 121 of its professional games. But it really, if we're being honest, official Oakville always sounds so formal and international, and really chosen the significant other. Of minor league baseball. Right now, every Cats, big cats, and bears. The only exception are the 2021 playoff series. This tonight is the North Traveler's Meet Series. How would you like to raise money for your medical profit group here at the Cedar Park? Through OBT Hospitality Food for Fun program, your school, sports team, church, or other 501c3 can earn a percentage of sales by working in our concession area. Send a QR code on the dash sign to apply for the Food for Fun program today. Your travelers will host Midland in a winner takeoff contest starting at 6:35 p.m. For tickets and more information, please visit travel.com. All right, and be sure to check out the Dallas and the Cedar auction. Scan the QR code on the screen or visit travel.com/auction to get it on custom Madmallard custom. A Nolan Ryan autograph baseball and more. Then we'll close on Tuesday, October 3rd, with proceeds benefiting the Arkansas Travelers Youth Foundation. Thank you. It's time for any participants for game two of this Texas League Championship Series, presented by Gatorade Bank. First, the starters for the South Division champion, the visiting Midland Bobcats. Double A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Moving on, center field number five, Denzel White. That is it. Designated hitter number one, Brennan Malone. That is third. Catcher number six, Daniel Seabass. That is fourth. First baseman number eight, Phil Pinson. That is fifth. Third baseman. Number 19, Jordan Brochet. That is 6. Second baseman, number 7, Jack Winkler. That is 7, left fielder, number 3, Henry Colby. That is 8. Shortstop, number 11, Jeremy Ireland. Batting ninth, right fielder, number 22, Jason Rosario. And the starting pitcher for the Longhorns will be right-handed, number 26, Mason Barnett. The Longhorns are managed by Gregorio Sestini. And please welcome the coaches, staff, and reserve players of the Midland Longhorns.
Ladies and gentlemen, in preparation for the National League, we ask that you please rise and remove your hat.
We have to offer and former service members within the military style entity. Now, please welcome Mackenzie Presley as we take tribute to America, those who have served and those who continue to serve with the singing of our national anthem.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
We greet you from Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas for Game 2 of the Texas League Championship Series for 2024 as the Rockhounds and the Arkansas Travelers get set to take the diamond this evening. Absolutely gorgeous evening here in Little Rock, North Little Rock to be precise. Just a tinge over 80 degrees, not much breeze at all. Got a little windy earlier in the day, but it is absolutely just terrific. Field has just gone into shadows, so it's going to be virtually ideal conditions here for Game 2 of this series. For the Rockhounds, well, they hope the season ends here. For the Travelers, obviously, they are looking to force Game 3. This team has been absolutely exceptional in the second half at home, and the Travelers, of course, need to win 2 to collect the championship. The Rockhounds needing a split, and they would just as soon take care of that here this evening. Let me give you a note on the Arkansas Travelers in terms of their season. They stumbled down the stretch in the first half. They had multiple chances to win one game in this ballpark, in fact, in the last weekend of the first half. Did not get it done. They kept a half-game lead over Springfield, and when all was said and done, they lost on the final Sunday of the first half. Springfield won their game later in the day, and Springfield won the first half by a half game. In the first half of this season, the Travelers were 19-19 on this diamond. They finished 36-32, and again, a bit of a stumble down the stretch. They had the same record in the second half the Rockhounds did, 44-25. They won the half by 2 games over the Springfield Cardinals. And in the second half, compared to 500 in the first half, this team, since the second half began, has played 30 games in this ballpark, and they have won 23 of them, 23-7 in the second half. Now, they hosted game one of the North Division Series, and Springfield did win that game 4-1. Travelers then went on and won 2 games in a row at Springfield. The Travelers have been scoring runs in bunches. They scored just 1 run in the opener here of the North Division Series, but they then won by scores of 9-6 and 6-5 in games 2 and 3 to win the title. In of the North Division, of course, they scored 8 times on the opener of this series on Sunday. Start to lose the day of the week, by the way. It must be late in baseball season. They scored 8 runs, 3 in the top of the 9th inning, in game 1 of this championship series. So this team has scored 23 runs in their last 3 games. For the Rockhounds, well, Gregorio Petit and I came up with the exact same word, remarkable. It has been a remarkable team. It has been a remarkable journey. And they are 1 win away from capturing what would be the 7th outright title in franchise history, all 7 during the Rockhounds and A's era. The first of those, now 6, which the Hounds would love to make 7 tonight, came just across town from here at Ray Winder Field, the old ballpark, one of the really legendary yards in all of minor league baseball. Between the hotel and this new ballpark, you drive by the remnants of that stadium, all that's left. It's kind of cool. They kept it up. They kept the scoreboard, which used to sit in deep left center field. So if you know there was a ballpark there and you pass by, really kind of cool nostalgia. That was 2005, and yes, that was the series that ended with a 4-2 pitch. We hope to have none of that type of drama here tonight. For the Rockhounds in these playoffs, it's, again, the word remarkable is a very fitting one overall. Rockhounds won by a shutout over Frisco to start the South Division title series. Had a 2-1 lead with 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th before Abimelech Ortiz drove that solo home run that tied it. And the Rough Riders came back and won 4-3 in 11 innings to force game 3. The Rockhounds winning that game by the final of 5-2, but boy, that score is in many ways misleading. It was a 3-2 game in the top of the 9th inning, and when the Rockhounds scored 2 runs, and that really did give some insurance, how good a series was that? That 3-run lead in the top of the 9th inning in game 3 was the only time either team led by more than 2 runs, and they were tied or separated by 1 run in 23 out of 27 innings were the Rough Riders and Rockhounds. So that South Division series, absolutely something. In game 1 of this title series, offense dominated the day. But my goodness, Will Johnston came out of the bullpen, went 3 2/3 innings, no runs on a base hit, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. He was absolutely pivotal, made a brilliant defensive play along the way as well, was the unsung hero of game number 1 of this championship series. Rockhounds backed him with 10 runs on 13 base hits in a 10-8 victory. Left-hander Brandon Garcia gets the baseball for the Travs. He's been really good at Advanced A and Double A. He has been outstanding against the Rockhounds in 4 outings. He goes against Mason Barnett, who has been outstanding against the Arkansas Travelers, both with the Rockhounds and with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Game 2, Texas League Championship Series of 2024. First pitch of the baseball game right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
As mentioned, it is virtually perfect for baseball here this late September game. 82 degrees. The only clouds are way off on the horizon, still an evening blue sky above us. And the wind just barely enough to unfurl the flag. Virtually no breeze here for game number two of this Texas League Championship Series. Who's nervous? My goodness. We are ready to go. Denzel Clark will stand in against left-hander Brandon Garcia. Game two, Texas League title series from North Little Rock, Arkansas. And time called. We don't have a pitch clock violation here. What do we have? No, thank you. Something got off the berm in center field. You know, we had a 4-2 pitch in 2005 on the last pitch of that series, which the Rockhounds won. And I thought, you know, you really don't want a pitch clock violation to start a championship game. Nope, something got off the grass berm in center. Jared Oliva retrieves, jogs back into position, and now let's play baseball. Game two of the title series, Denzel at the dish, and Garcia's first pitch is up high for ball one, and we are underway. Denzel, 269 on the regular season, right-handed hitter. Garcia's 1-0 is up and away, and that's ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Brendan Malone again on deck. He is the DH, batting in the second spot. 2-0 pitch from Brendan Garcia. Bounced foul. D over the top of that. Fouls it off. Two balls and a strike. Daniel Susak will again bat third. He is the catcher. Daniel Susak behind the dish for the Hounds. 2-1 count. Garcia's pitch. Looped into right field. That's a base hit for Denzel Clark. Inside out swing. Got jammed on that pitch a little bit, I think. And Denzel goes opposite way. Sends it into right field for a base hit. See if we get a quick second look. The Rockhounds get a base hit to start this ball game, and Denzel, of course, is a threat to go. Left-hander on the mound, though, I would remind you. And Brendan Malone will be the batter. Clear base hit to right field for D. Brendan stands in, right-handed hitter. Pitch from Garcia, way inside and down. One ball, no strikes. Will Simpson batting fourth. He's the first baseman. Will Simpson batting cleanup. Jordan Groshans again in the five spot, playing third base. Batting five, playing the five position, where he's been good in these playoffs. Pitches well outside to the fastball, and the count goes two balls and no strikes. Jack Winkler will bat sixth at second base. Jack Winkler is at second. Henry Bolte in left field. Batting seventh, playing the seventh spot, Henry Bolte. Pitch to Malone. Did not go, but that is a called strike. Two balls and one strike. Jeremy Ironman, the shortstop, will bat eighth. Jeremy is at short. And Jason Rosario rounds it out, batting ninth and playing the ninth spot. Jason Rosario in right. Garcia's pitch, grounded to shortstop. Might be two. Flip to second base for one and on to first. And, yep, double play. And the crowd responds. This is a very similar group in terms of size and obviously of response early on that we had at Rocky Town, both in game one of the South Division Series and on Sunday as well. Just tremendous. So Brendan Malone bounces into the 6-4-3 double play, and here's Daniel Susak. It's Clark, Malone, and Susak. Simpson, Groshans, and Winkler, with Bolte, Ironman, and Rosario rounding it out. Brandon Garcia, fastball down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Daniel. Three ribbies, including what turned out to be the game winners. Gave the Hounds a 9-5 lead. And 10-8 would be the final. Takes over the inside corner, called strike, and it's one ball and one strike. 5-for-16 in these playoffs with a double, a home run, and four driven in. Garcia gives up the base hit, but gets the 6-4-3 behind him. Now swinging a foul back, and the count is 1-2. Brandon Garcia, 0-2, but an outstanding 2.83 ERA. Basically split the season between Advance Day Everett. They had the Double-A Travelers. Pitch to Susak, little tapper toward third base. Charging hard is Ben Williamson. He makes the throw, but not going to get him as Susak beats it out. Little chopper to third base. Boy, how big is that double play now in this inning? Little bouncer to third. And again, Daniel Susak can run a little bit. He's not necessarily a base stealer, but he can go a little bit. And good hustle, beat that out. That'll bring up Will Simpson. Garcia with a 2.83 ERA. Made 13 starts with the Travelers. 14 appearances, 12 as a starter with the Everett Aqua Sox. Pitched just a bit high to Simpson for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Will is 6 for 19 in the postseason. Two home runs, four driven in. Stretch and pitch takes outside for a ball, and it's two balls and no strikes. Brandon Garcia, like Sunday's hero, Will Johnston, out of Texas A&M, finished his college career as an Aggie. Pitch outside corner gets there at the knees. It's 2-1. Had three seasons at Quinnipiac. It's an all-academic selection, in fact, there. So good athlete, good student. If that sounds cliche, I like it. Pitch swung on and missed, and Simpson chases one off the outside edge. It's 2-2. Well, the Travelers really play him the opposite way, which is interesting. Will has some power. Left center field is largely a ghost town. The stretch and pitch, and he swings and hits a high fly ball. Wouldn't you know, right center field. Give that one to the iPad. And it'll be the right fielder, Rodriguez, who will haul it in right center field. So, well, I guess that's why the iPad is probably smarter than most of us. Rockhounds get up a couple of base hits, but nothing to go with them. So a half inning in the books, game number two of the Texas League Championship Series. The Rockhounds nothing, and against right-hander Mason Barnett, the Arkansas Travelers are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you'll experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
High prospect Harry Ford leads it off for Arkansas in the bottom of the first inning. Largely the same lineup. One change is all for Arkansas. Ford today is the DH, catcher by trade. Mason Barnett delivers up high, ball one, bottom of the first inning, underway. Harry Ford, followed by shortstop Cole Young, and two of the top prospects in the Mariners organization. Ford, a right-handed hitter. Pitched by Barnett, fouled straight back. It's 1-1. Young at shortstop, batting second, Cole Young. Jared Oliva, boy, is he a powerful bat. Batting third in center field, Jared Oliva. Ben Williamson, the third baseman, batting cleanup. Williamson at third base. 1-1 count. Mason from the stretch. Pitch just off the outside corner. 2-1. Alberto Rodriguez in right field, batting fifth. Rodriguez is in right. Brock Rodden, the second baseman, batting sixth. Rodden at second base. 2-1 count. Ford, who draws a lot of walks, waits, swings and sends a high fly ball to straightaway center, not deep. Denzel right there, waiting. Boy, that's a high fly ball, and Denzel tucks it away. Well, that ball had an ounce and a half of helium in it. One man down for Cole Young. Hogan Windisch batting seventh. Hogan Windisch, the first baseman. Batting eighth is Jake Anchia, the only change in the lineup. He is the catcher, and Anchia batting eighth.
Blake Rambusch, who had a terrific game Sunday, batting ninth in left field, Blake Rambusch in left. Cole Young stands in. Barnett delivers way high, one ball and no strikes. Ford, Young, and Oliva up top. Williamson, Rodriguez, and Rodden in the middle of the order, and Windisch and Chia and Rambusch rounded out for Arkansas. No score, bottom of the first. Young swings, fouls it straight back. That got Daniel Susak a little bit. Home plate umpire is Steven Rios Jr. He walks the baseball partway out. Now we'll dust off the imaginary dirt off the dish, give Daniel an extra moment. Nason Barnett has been in the Texas League all season, beginning the year with Northwest Arkansas before the trade from Kansas City to Oakland. So he has seen the Travelers multiple times. Pitch, outside corner, called strike. Good off-speed delivery. Count goes 1-2. Faced them four times as a member of the Naturals. Went 2-1 with a 2.95. And faced them once with the Rockets. A swing and a miss, and Cole Young chases one up. Then out of the zone, strikeout from Mason Barnett. And it's two men down now in the first inning. The batter is Jared Oliva. Oliva with a tremendous home run in the top of the ninth inning on Sunday. The wind wreaked havoc in that game. A pop-up to second base eluded the glove of Jack Winkler in that breeze. Pitch just outside, ball one. Naturals came back and scored three times. They trailed 10-5 in the ninth inning. 10-8 was the final. All three runs were unearned, but it got dicey, and Oliva knocked the ball way out of the yard. Takes a breaking pitch down and away, and it's 2-0. Oliva, I would think, really the most dangerous man on this roster overall. He has tremendous power. He's an excellent base runner. 37 out of 40. Stretch and pitch by Mason. Strike at the knees, outside corner, 2-1. Finished the year at 294 after starting the season much of the first half, in fact, in the low 200s. Sidelined for a bit by injury. When he came back, he has been off the charts good. Pitch by Barnett. Foul ball off to the right side and out of play. And the count 2-2. Nobody on, two men down. The bottom half of inning number one. No score. With the very dangerous Jared Oliva on deck, at the plate. On deck is Ben Williamson, third baseman. Barnett's pitch, bounce foul, well wide at third base. And the count stays two balls and two strikes. And Oliva, one of the guys with a good amount of experience, originally drafted by the Pirates in 2017. Santa Clarita, California is his home. Right-handed hitter waits in a 2-2 count. Pitch from Barnett. That's lined into right field. Base hit. A little soft line drive. Didn't hit it real hard, but went with it. And Oliva going to turn for two. Jason Rosario was caught napping. Boy, got to give a lot of credit to Jared Oliva. That ball was hit into shallow right field, but Jason Rosario was slow to get to that ball. Going to watch again. Yeah, he's jogging in to get to it. And Oliva saw that turn for second, and he got there. That is a hustle double for Oliva. And boy, that better be a wake-up call. You don't want to see that in the middle of June, much less here in September. But again, Jason not thinking for a moment that Oliva would turn for two, but he did. He's in scoring position for Ben Williamson. Big breaking pitch from Mason Barnett is up high for a ball, 1-0. Mason with the Rockhounds is 3-2 with a 3.15 ERA. 5-6 with an ERA just under 5 as a member of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Long set, looks at the runner, comes to the plate, and misses down and away. That's ball two, 2-0. That being said, he was the number 4 prospect on the Royals farm when the A's acquired him. Number 6 on the A's top 30 after being drafted. Boy, a high strike to Williamson. The crowd is groaning, and I don't know that I blame them. But again, I'm still, of course, getting a feel for the strike zone. It's only the first inning with that Roach was certainly up in the zone. Two balls, one strike. Runner in scoring position. Early crossroads in this ballgame. Pitch from Barnett, way high. Ball three, 3-1. Alberto Rodriguez on deck. But the Oliva single-turn double puts him in scoring position with two men down. Oliva, we know, runs extremely well and can go on contact with two down in the inning. Rockhounds have the right-handed hitter Williamson shaded up the middle. At second base, pitch from Barnett. Nope, outside, ball four. So it's two men on, two men down. The batter, Alberto Rodriguez. Right fielder, hit 241 in the regular year. Rodriguez has had a good playoff series. He is 5-for-16 in the postseason. Has a double and three runs driven in. Alberto Rodriguez, left-handed hitter. And a single and a walk in four trips on Sunday. Stretched by Barnett. Two men on, two men down. Couple of looks at the runner. Pitch to Rodriguez is a strike on the inside half, and the count is 0-1. Shortstop Jeremy Eierman shading well toward the bag. Left side of the infield largely open. Rodriguez waits the 0-1 pitch, and that is sent that way. That's a base hit. And the Travelers are going to take the lead. The throw from Henry Bolte, not in time. And more of that. Yes, Oliva would have been at second base anyway with the base on balls. But boy, that just seemed to set a bit of a tone. And Rodriguez drives Oliva home. And the Travelers, as they did Sunday at Rocky Town, take the lead. But in this case, it's at home. Rodriguez with the RBI, big, long, high hopper in the left field. That'll bring up Brock Rodden, and he is 1-0 Travs. Then they got only one run on the board against Springfield at home in Game 1 of the North Division Championship Series, but told you how very good they've been at home, 23-7 in the second half. Two on, two men down. Barnett with a pitch. Big breaking ball is down and in to Rodden for ball one. Rodden just 2-for-18 in the postseason, but one of those hits came leading off the second inning Sunday, and he eventually came around to score. Travs led 5-1 in that one. Big swing and a miss when he had a rip. And a delivery down and in. The count goes 2-0. 2-0. Runner is Ben Williamson. Runner at first, Alberto Rodriguez. One run across. Barnett's pitch way low and inside. Nicely handled by Daniel Susak. And down goes 2-1. 2-1. Correct count. Outfield pretty well straight away. Rosario very deep in right field. Rodden is a switch hitter, so batting from the left side. Stretched by the right-hander, which is swung on sent to first base with a foul ball wide of the bag. Will Simpson gloved it, but in foul territory, and the count is 2-2. Hogan Windisch on deck, and he is a guy with power. So the Travs, as they did on Sunday, on the board first. Rodden stepping out for a moment now. Steps back in. Right side of the infield has him played noticeably to pull. Jordan Groshans cheating in at third. Pitch from Barnett up high. That's ball three, 3-2. So again, Mason, a very familiar opponent for the Travelers. His fifth appearance overall, fourth start with Northwest Arkansas and the Rockhounds. Actually, his sixth appearance overall, including this one, made five in the regular season. Pitch swung on and missed, but comes back with a good, strong, low fastball, and the inning will come to an end. But not before the Travelers have the lead. It is one run on a couple of base hits and a walk. No errors, and two men are left on base. So we've played one. We'll reset the scene for you in just a couple of moments after one inning in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Travelers 1, Rockhounds nothing.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit Astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
On this gorgeous blue sky evening here in North Little Rock, Arkansas, either the last or next to last day of the 2024 Texas League season. This journey, and again, this remarkable journey, starting on April 5th, and some 142 games later, the next 48 hours will tell the ultimate story of this season for both of these teams. Rockhounds 84-54 overall, Travs 80-57, and two of the top four in the league, two of the top three in the league, actually. And so by this time, well, this time tomorrow, season will either be over or will be in its waning hours. We go to the top of the second inning, and it's the Travelers who have taken the lead in this game 1-0. Hounds to send the 5, 6, and 7 hitters to the plate. Jordan Groshans leads it off. Jack Winkler and Henry Bolte to follow against left-hander Brandon Garcia. Garcia's first pitch is a strike on the inside edge to Jordan Groshans, 0-1. Good fastball, aggressive on the inside part of the plate. Brandon, a short stint, but a good one to start his playoff season. The chopper, that's a fair ball handled by Garcia. He's got no throw. That's a swinging bunt and a base hit for Groshans. Well, the Hounds have a couple of dribblers in this ball game, and Jordan Groshans leads it off with a single. Jordan was 5 for 10 in the series at Frisco. Did go 0 for 5 on Sunday with an RBI. But that's just a little swinging bunt, and he's on base. And the batter is Jack Winkler. And Jordan Groshans and Jack Winkler flip-flopped in the order by manager Gregorio Petit before game number 3 in Frisco on Friday. Pitch to the outside edge, a called strike to Winkler, 0-1 to Jack, and both have had very good games since. Jack just 2 for 13 in the playoffs, but again, that is the good stuff has come since he moved to the sixth spot. He takes, boy, that's a high strike, and the count goes 0-2. No balls and two strikes from Brandon Garcia. One man on, nobody down, 1-0 Travelers. Garcia, who is from Newport, Rhode Island. Left-hander's pitch just down low. One ball and two strikes. Henry Bolte on deck, Jeremy Eierman in the hole. Jordan Groshans does not run much, and a left-hander on the mound, so doubtful that he would be on the move. And a Winkler swings and misses, and he's out on strikes. First strike out of the ballgame for Garcia. One on with one man down. Batter is Henry Bolte. Well, Henry had a big ball game to be sure on Sunday. He went 2 for 4 with a pair of solo home runs. Got one into the short porch and one onto the grass berm in right field. Swings and lines one right side. Base hit for Henry Bolte. That'll put runners at first and second. And that was just a line shot. So it's two men on with one man down. And a base hit for Bolte, pushing Jordan Groshans to second. No chance to move beyond second base. That was just a one-hop line drive into the glove of right fielder Alberto Rodriguez. So here's Jeremy Eierman. 2-1 and one man down. Travelers 1, Rockhounds nothing. Ball game in the top of the second inning. Eierman waits, takes just inside. Ball 1, one ball, no strikes. Jeremy has had a very good series, a very good playoff season, 4 for 11. Left-hander, a long look at second. Brandon Garcia's pitch swung on and missed. Well, good fastball, and Jeremy can't catch it. One ball and one strike to count. Jason Rosario on deck. Lead runner Jordan Groshans leads off second base. Henry Bolte, who runs really well off first.
set by Garcia, peers over the left shoulder of the runner, comes to the plate, and then swinging a foul ball right side. Count 1-2 to the Rockhound shortstop. Jeremy, in a regular year, 221 average with a dozen home runs and 36 driven in. Have him shaded a little bit the opposite way. Do the Travelers, left center again. Much more wide open. Here's a line drive. Gloved! And the third baseman, Williamson. Boy, I mean, Ironman ripped that ball. Within Williamson's reach, and the third baseman hauls it in. Ball was absolutely smoked. Two men down for Jason Rosario. Well, that's 0-1 for Ironman, but that was a really good swing of the bat. Well, Jason Rosario is the batter, the right fielder. 2-1-2 men down now. Stretch and pitch, and Rosario fouls it back, and it's 0-1. Jason just 1-for-7 in these playoffs, but the one was a double, drove in a run, has three runs driven in. 2-on-2 out in an 0-1 count. Set and pitch by Garcia, outside corner, called strike two. Boy, that's just a dart, knee-high, outside edge. 0-2 to Rosario. Denzel Clark, top of the order, on deck. By the way, breeze has absolutely gone away. Ballpark absolutely still under evening blue skies. Stretch and pitch, down and away. Rosario attempted, did not go. One ball and two strikes. Outfield pretty well straight away. Not overly deep for Jason. Had three home runs. They came in the span of about 8 days, the midpoint of the season. The delivery on the way, check swing, did he go? The appeal. Oh, I say he went around. Gregorio Petit just put his hands over his head and over his helmet in reaction to that. Wow. Check swing. I say it so often, regular season or otherwise, no idea what constitutes check swing. Boy, that is not much at all, but enough, and he is out, and so are the Rockhounds. No runs, couple of base hits, no errors, two left. To the bottom of the second, the Travelers won, the Rockhounds nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Hogan Windisch leads it off in the bottom of the second inning, bottom third of the order for Arkansas, and Windisch swings and pops one up, and it'll get out of play, I do believe. And that's going to trickle off the A-frame roof and back into the seats. No balls in the strike to count. And Windisch, an intriguing combination of power and speed, does not hit much for average, takes a backup pitch and lifts it high in the air, right side. This also going to get out of play, but not the fun of the A-frame roof. It'll just get right into the seats, 0-2. Windisch has 15 home runs, 62 driven in, 167 strikeouts, and he's stolen 19 bases in 21 attempts. increase the contact rate. Of course, that's more easily said than done. But the interest in swing foul, ooh, straight back. It was toward the press box on the right side. I think that quickened the pace of a pulse or two. No balls, two strikes to win is Jake Anchia, who had a big game against Springfield in his only previous playoff appearance this season. He is on deck. And Blake Rambush, who was outstanding Sunday, is in the hole. 0-2 count. Pitch by Barnett. Tapper back to the mound. Mason will have. Bobbles, retrieves. He'll throw to first base and gets the out. 1-3 put out. A little dicey, but a 1-3 put out. And here's Jake Anchia. Rockhounds and the Arkansas Travelers in the bottom of the second inning. 1-0 Travs. By the way, Montgomery is playing Birmingham in the South Division Championship Series. Birmingham at home leading 1-0. And Erie is ahead of Somerset in the Eastern League. Bottom of the fifth, 3-0. Erie trying to close it out on the road. Jake Anchia, check swing strike. Count is 0-1. No balls, one strike. And Chia, 3-for-4 with a pair of doubles and a pair of runs batted in against Springfield in the North Series. Swings and sends one foul toward his own dugout, first base side. Count is 0-2. And Chia, the catcher. Baseball is retrieved, so he'll take a moment here. 27-year-old out of Miami, Florida. Barnett set, 0-2 count. Mason's pitch, swung on and missed, got him. Boy, that had nasty run down and away, and Anchia up and right back down on three pitches. Third strikeout for Mason Barnett, two men down for Blake Rambush. Boy, Rambush on Sunday, really big. He went 1-for-4, but the one was a two-run single that he scored after reaching base, and he took two runs away. He was the kid who made the brilliant catch over the shoulder deep in left field on Sunday. Fastball strike at the knees outside corner from Barnett. 0-1. Top of the order, Harry Ford on deck. Travelers 1, Rockhounds nothing. Bottom of the second inning. Barnett's pitch, breaking ball swung on and missed. 0-2. Rambush playing in 60 games in a regular season. Very solid. 264 average. 2.64. That'd be pretty good. You'd be batting 2,640. I kind of doubt that. 264. No home runs, 12 driven in. Right-handed hitter waits. 0-2 pitch by Barnett. Up and in for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Base is empty, two down in the bottom of the second inning. Rambush, a right-handed hitter. Hands have him shaded a little bit toward right. Doesn't matter. Swing and a miss. High fastball, and he chased it. Couldn't catch it. Inning over. So the Travelers hit that run in the bottom of the first inning. Rockhounds have had four base hits, but nothing on the board. We'll go to the top of the third. Arkansas 1, Rockhounds nothing.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes. This tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs.
Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the order in the top half of the third. Denzel Clark will lead it off. Brennan Malone and Daniel Susak to follow. 1-0 Travelers. D with a single his first time. Check swing strike here, and it's 0-1. And by the way, Park has continued to fill up. This is a really good crowd tonight in North Little Rock. Swinging a foul out of play. Count is 0-2. Enjoy playoff crowds, of course, for one, well, it's playoffs, but for two, no matter how many folks are in the stands, they're here because they understand what's going on. I mean, these folks are here for a playoff game. It's a good bunch tonight. Ground ball, third base, handled by Ben Williamson. Sets up, throws a little high, but he got it. Denzel put it in play sharply with two strikes and a count, but he is retired in a good play by Williamson. One down in the third inning, and the batter is Brennan Malone. By the way, I pushed a wrong button a couple of moments ago, but kind of glad I did. Just a word of thanks to all of the great folks who made our special nights at Rocky Town something special every night, of course, during the season. Backdoor pitch called strike to Brendan Malone, 0-1. Bounced into a double play his first time up. We thank our great corporate partners. 2024, of course, for the Hounds at home in the books. Pitch outside for a ball, one ball and one strike. By the way, the Hounds' next opponent, the Arkansas Travelers, either tomorrow or next April or both. Hounds would prefer just tomorrow, or I should say just April, thank you. Pitch outside and high, 2-1, two balls, one strike. Daniel Susak waiting on deck, top of the third. Stretch and pitch, broken bat flare, right field not deep, Rodriguez there, barrel of the bat is out by the mound, and the ball is in the glove of the right fielder. So two down in the third inning, and Daniel Susak will be the batter. That boy will retrieve what's left of that piece of lumber. Boy, that sawed off in half. By the way, our two franchise audio scrapbook editions this evening, but a focus on just one of my all-time favorites and one great moment, one of my favorite games as well. But Nelson Cruz will be our subject on both of our audio scrapbooks coming up, first edition in a couple of moments. Although the Hounds would like to delay that a bit. Here's Daniel Susak, takes down and in for a ball. Daniel, a little chopper to third base and good hustle. He beat it out. That came right after the double play in the first inning, so bases were empty with two away. Susak swings, fouls it back. Count is one ball and one strike. Will Simpson would be next in the Rockhounds' third inning. Stadium lights starting to take effect. Of course, this time of year, the sky starts to darken pretty quickly. Gorgeous backdrop here with a deep blue evening sky. Skyline starting to emerge a bit beyond the right field wall. Pitch swung on and missed. And it's 1-2 now to Daniel Susak. And they have him play the opposite way a little bit. Center fielder Oliva, not halfway between straightaway center and the right edge of the batter's eye in center field. Rodriguez a little toward the line and not overly deep in right. Here's the 1-2 pitch and a swing and a miss. Daniel Susak is out on strikes and the Rockdowns go in order for the first time in this ballgame. Brandon Garcia has been, as I mentioned earlier, really good in four outings against the Rockhounds, and he is picking up where he left off. To the bottom of the third we go. Travelers 1, Rockhounds nothing.
It was a game that we will probably never see the likes of again. August 14th, 2004, the Rockhounds and Missions at Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio. The Missions tie the game at 5-5 in the last of the sixth. The score is still 5-5 as the Rockhounds come to the plate in the top of the 21st. The teams had played 14 scoreless innings, and Saturday, August 14th, was now Sunday, August 15th at about 1:30 a.m. Nelson Cruz stepped to the plate.
I can vividly remember him swinging and missing with such force I thought surely the wind would knock the hat off some guy on the Riverwalk. On the next pitch, Nelson Cruz hit a ball as hard as I have ever seen from the broadcast booth. It went out through the heavy early morning San Antonio air to the left of the batter's eye about three-quarters of the way up on our rope. The Hounds scored another run and went on to close the game at about 1:45 in the morning by a score of 7-5. Couple of notes. Neither team used a position player to pitch, and the Rockhounds scored their first five runs against King Felix, future Seattle Mariners great and potential Hall of Famer Felix Hernandez. The current extra innings rules by design make a game such as that one virtually impossible. But 21 innings in the Alamo City, capped by Nelson Cruz's swing, made for some great baseball. Each team at the top of the order here in the third inning, Harry Ford, Cole Young, and Jared Oliva to face Mason Barnett. I don't mention that home run by Nelson Cruz those many years ago, 20 years ago, in fact. And every time, during every one of our visits to San Antonio, I look at one point at that batter's eye and think of that ball getting out of that yard. One of the most amazing swings I have ever seen. Good breaking pitch called strike to Harry Ford, bottom half of the third inning, underway. Travelers 1, Rockhounds nothing. Ford 0 for 1, flew out to center field. His first time up, takes down and away for a ball. And the count squares at one ball and one strike. Harry Ford led the league in walks with 74. He's a catcher that has 35 stolen bases in 44 attempts. Takes well outside for a ball. It's 2-1. Mason Barnett's first outing came in the opener of the series with Frisco, South Division title series. Gave up two hits in six innings, no runs, two walks, seven strikeouts. Pitch swung on and missed here. Down goes 2-2 to Harry Ford. Two balls, two strikes. Travelers got a two-out single-turned double to right field in the first inning. Ben Williamson then did draw a walk, so Jared Oliva would have been at second base anyway. He scored on the long, sharp one-hopper to left field off the bat of Alberto Rodriguez. 1-0 Travelers. Pitch by Barnett, way up and away for a ball. Count goes full. Boy, you do not want to give this guy a free pass. Arkansas has been really interesting. Again, they led all of AA in stolen bases. But in their first four games of the playoffs, just one steal. And they've been caught three times. Pitch swung on and missed, and Ford is out on strikes. Now Mason Barnett comes back and denies Harry Ford a base on balls. Again, that is something so often he'll turn into a double. Fourth strikeout for Mason Barnett. Might be cheating, and that is five. In fact, didn't give him credit for Blake Rambush to end the second inning. Five strikeouts for Mason. Cole Young, the first of those five strikeout victims. Young shortstop hit 271 in the regular season, left-handed hitter. Swings and fouls one into a darkening night sky off to the left and over the roof of the ballpark. Well, just glancing around the ballpark and the lower seating section, first base side is virtually full all the way up almost to the right field wall. Delivery, good breaking pitch, just missed inside. Boy, not by much. One ball, one strike. I think Daniel Susak and I had the same thought on that pitch. One ball, one strike. Young, a left-handed hitter. Pitch by Barnett, fouled straight back. Good aggressive pitch got in on him, and the Travs shortstop fouled it back. Arkansas wearing the home white uniforms with the black sleeves cut off of the shoulder. White body of the uniform trimmed in dark red with some black piping. Rockhounds are in the deep sky blue jerseys with orange on the lettering on the chest and white numerals on front and back. Gray baseball pants. One ball, two strikes, pitched by Barnett. Bounced foul. Breaking ball down and in. Young was over the top of it, but fouled it away. 1-2. Mm-hmm. If the Travelers force game three, it will be at 6:35 tomorrow evening. And, of course, that would be some heck or high water. That's the end of this 2024 season. Hounds would like to end it tonight, but they trail 1-0 in the bottom of the third. Pitch to Young. Just up and in. Now it is 2-2. Young is also a guy who steals quite a bit. 23 steals. He was caught 11 times. Has some good speed. And then Oliva on deck. We mentioned he's basically uncatchable. Pitch is swung on and fouled away. Count stays 2-2 to Cole Young. Young from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Drafted in the first round, 2022, by the Mariners out of high school. Just turned 21 about 2 months ago at the end of July. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch, counted in. Ball three, 3-2. I would think, just given the nature of this game, that if the Travs get anybody on base, this would be an ideal situation. They're certainly going to try to run. It's really been their hallmark in the second half. But the pitch is inside, and Cole Young draws a walk. And, boy, Mason Barnett really thought they got it. A little bit of a reaction by Mason, but Cole Young will draw the base on balls. Second walk issued by the Rockhounds right-hander. Okay. A quick second look. He might have had a case on that pitch. Yeah, Mason, they had a pretty good camera angle on him. He was genuinely surprised that was called a ball. So now is Young running. The batter is Jared Oliva. Big swing and a miss. 0-1. He had a rip. Had a double in his first time up, but it was just basically a single to right field. And Jason Rosario kind of jogged in to make the play, and Oliva turned it into a double. Later scored. Swing sends one right back up middle. That's a clean base hit. Boy, this guy's really swinging the bat. It's two on and one man down. So, once again, Rockhounds with a bit of an early crossroads in this ballgame, trying to keep the Travs from getting a whole bunch of momentum. It's first and second, one man down. Third base hit, fifth base runner for the Travelers. And a batter is Ben Williamson. He walked his first time up. That set the table for the Rodriguez RBI single, although, again, Oliva had already gotten the second base by way of great hustle. So Williamson, again, will come to the plate here with one man. Now it's two men on here. Swings a line drive right field, but Rosario is there, makes the catch. Lead runner will hold. No reason to risk that well-hit ball by Williamson, but handled in right field by Rosario. Each team has a really hard out in the early going. Jeremy Ironman scorched a line drive to third base that was handled by Ben Williamson. Then here the line drive by Ben Williamson is handled by Rosario in right. Alberto Rodriguez, who drove in the first run of this game with runners at first and second, is up in the very same scenario. Oliva at first, Young at second. They both run well. Two men down in the inning. It's two-out single in the first, providing at this moment in time the game's only run. Bottom of the third. Rodriguez is a left-handed hitter. Barnett set, looks at the runner at second base. Comes to the plate. Up and away, Susak throws behind the runner. Not in time. Getting back fairly easily is Jared Oliva. One ball and no strikes to count. And Rodriguez has had a very good playoff season. He's 6-17, so hitting right about 350. Four runs batted in, swings and fouls one back. The count is one ball and one strike. Rodriguez drove in three in the Travelers win over Springfield. Travelers hosted the first game here and fell 4-1. The Dimension scored 15 runs in two games to beat the Cardinals twice at Hammonds Field and Springfield and advanced to the title series. Time called very late by Alberto Rodriguez, but it is granted. Cole Young. That was Young, by the way, getting back to the bag at second. I apologize. Oliva is at first base. And both guys, again, can flat-out scoot. Stretched by Barnett. Pitch to Rodriguez. High and away, and it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike. sky now darkening all around us. Deep dark midnight blue all the way around to the bright lights of Dickie Stevens Park shining on a 2-1 count to Alberto Rodriguez. Runners their leads. Pitch by Barnett. That is lined into right center field. Denzel on the run. He'll track it down. Denzel Clark made that look far, far more easily done than it was. Well hit line drive. And Denzel gets there for the out. And that saved two runs. So we'll go to the top half of the fourth inning after three complete. Game two, Texas League Championship Series. And Traveler is going to go to the bullpen in the fourth inning. So Brandon Garcia, outstanding performance, but his evening is done. After three, Travs one, Rockhounds nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
Brandon Garcia's day is over, but lest you're exhaling a little bit, the guy who relieves him finished second in the Texas League in earned run average and is pitching out of the bullpen in the playoffs. Juan Mercedes is on. He'll face Will Simpson. Delivers just inside for ball 1-1-0. Travelers get a run in the bottom of the first inning. Two-out double by Jared Oliva, a hustle double. Then Ben Williamson walked. And an RBI single by Alberto Rodriguez. Pitch to Simpson. Line drive, left side, base hit. Top spin line drive in the left field. Will Simpson jumps on a 1-0. Rockhounds have five base hits in this game. And again, trail 1-0. But Will Simpson, a leadoff base hit in the left against Juan Mercedes. For Garcia, three innings, no runs, four hits, no walks, and three strikeouts. Rockhounds now no runs, five hits, including a Simpson single. Arkansas one run, three hits. The game has been errorless. Here's Jordan Groshen. Seeks outside for a ball, 1-0. Juan Mercedes was a full-time starter. 27 starts in the regular season. 2.87 ERA, second behind teammate Danny Werchanski, who is also pitching out of the bullpen. Line drive, left side, base hit, Groshen's. First two batters up, line drives. That one between third and short. Low line drive. Groshen's two on, nobody down. Jordan, two for two in this game. Now, the first one was a swinging bunt. This one was an absolute line shot. Two on, nobody down. Batter is Jack Winkler. Now, how is G going to play this? See what Gregorio Petit has in mind. Mercedes against the Rockhounds made two starts, 1-0 with a 2.79 ERA. Right-hander set. Winkler does look to bunt. He pops it up. And Chia not able to get there, though. Boy, that's a break for the Rockhounds. That bunt was popped back toward the screen. Didn't have a whole lot of height on it. So, Anchia, not enough time to track it down. But the bunt attempt by Winkler comes up empty. So, now it's an 0-1 count. So, now what do you do? You still have him try to drop one down here. Mercedes making his second appearance of the playoffs. Gave up three runs on four hits in three innings. against Springfield. Again, looking to bunt his Winkler. And again, he fouls it back. This time straight back to the screen, 0-2. So now, either ask him to try it again with two strikes or you start the at-bat basically with an 0-2 count. Back-to-back singles, Simpson and Groshans, but an 0-2 count now to Jack. Mercedes, big right-hander, looks at second base, now turns, comes to the plate, breaking ball away. Count is 1-2. Mercedes on the season with 144 in the third inning, so Seattle, the parent club, trying to keep a watchful eye on the innings, moving him to the bullpen in the postseason. The 1-2 pitch, high in the air to right center field, and drifting back and making the catch is Oliva, but that's going to send the lead runner to third base. So Jack Winkler didn't get the bunt down, but he does move Simpson to third base with a tying run and brings Henry Bolte to the plate. Good, really good at that, kind of a good recovery of at that, if that makes sense, to Jack Winkler. And here is Henry Bolte, singled sharply to right field, his first time up. Did Henry, first and third, one man down, top of the fourth inning. Arkansas 1, the Rockhounds nothing. Bolte, right-handed hitter against the right-hander, Juan Mercedes. Long set, pitch to Henry, breaks down and away with an off-speed pitch, 1-0. Juan Mercedes, 6'2", 210. Out of Villa Tapia in the Dominican Republic. 24-year-old right-hander. Comes set, 1-0 to Henry, swings and misses, comes up empty, one ball, one strike. And Henry, a couple of solo home runs on Sunday in game one of this series, went 2-for-4 with two homers, a walk, and a K. One ball, one strike, first and third. Mercedes with a pitch, swing and a miss, good breaking ball away, and the count goes 1-2. Jeremy Ironman on deck. Rockhounds have a half dozen hits in this game. Two hits in the first, two more in the second, went 1-2-3 in the third, two leadoff singles here in the fourth. First and third, one out, pitch to Henry, right down the middle, call third strike. And boy, good mix of pitches by Mercedes. You always give credit to the catcher. In this case, that's Jake Anchia. And now it's first and third with two out for Jeremy Ironman. Ironman is 0-for-1, but boy, the one was an absolute laser to third baseman Ben Williamson, but it was within his reach. First and third, two men down. Pitch to Jeremy, swings and misses. Slider away, and it's 0-1. Will Simpson singled to left, so did Jordan Groshans. They're at first and third, but there are now two men out in the inning. Pitch by Mercedes, that'll bend over the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 0-2. Catcher Jake Anchia will set the defensive signs, does that within the bounds of legality, and now stands back in or crouches back in behind the plate. 0-2. Mercedes looks for the exit sign. Jeremy Ironman at the plate, pitch swung on a miss, he got him. Boy, and if the Hounds do not rally back in this ballgame, think about that inning. First and second, nobody out. But Juan Mercedes said, in his second in the league in ERA, comes back with two strikeouts. And we will go to the bottom of the fourth. The score remains Arkansas 1, the Rockhounds nothing.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that E equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
We go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. It'll be Brock Rodden to lead it off. It'll be 6, 7, and 8 in the order for Arkansas. Hogan Windisch and Jake Anchia to follow. Mason Barnett delivers and finds the outside corner to Rodden, who is looking to bunt. Instead, takes a strike, and it's 0-1. Struck out swinging to end the first inning. Trav scored in the first, and that's been it. 1-0. Rodden takes, breaking ball down and in. 1-1. Switch hitting second baseman. By the way, little won't take long with it. Little Hilliard Office Solutions. You find the solution. Pitch swung on and fouled back. 1-2. It's on this date a long time ago. Nine guy named Tom Oliver. Big leaguer, struck out as a pinch hitter, final at-bat of his career. He was notable. Probably haven't heard of him. Pitch not check swing. He turned into that. Yeah, no question he went around. And that is a strikeout for Brock Rodden. Really turned into that, turned through it with the body. Didn't mean to, but that's too much of a check swing not to be rung up upon appeal. Six strikeouts now for Mason Barnett. Here's Hogan Windisch. Tom Oliver came to the plate 1,000, actually just in at-bats. Not plate appearances, but at-bats. We'll go with ABs. Pitch to Windisch. Just outside. Ball one. 1-1, no strikes. Bounced out to pitcher Mason Barnett his first time up. 1,931 at-bats, and Tom Oliver never did this. Not once. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Cut there. Outside half. 1-1. And the only guy who topped that was a guy named William Holbert, who was from an earlier era. Tom Oliver was 1933. There's a swing and a foul back, 1-2. A guy named William Holbert way, way, way back in the late 1800s had 2,335 at-bats and never did this as much as once. So William Holbert, 2,334 times. Tom Oliver, 1,931 ABs without doing what? Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on it. Puts it high and foul. Out of play. Did it catch the roof? Nope. Gets out of play beyond that A-frame roof, which creates, of course, the foul ball. Brouhaha. And again, big bunch on hand here tonight in Arkansas. A few of them kind of late arriving, but this ballpark is largely full. A swing and a miss and a good pitch away by Mason Barnett. Had Windisch chasing. Well, that's seven strikeouts for Barnett. The Rockhounds have had opportunities in this game but have now been able to cash in. Two up, two down. Here's Jake Anchia. Struck out his first time up. The one was it that Tom Oliver didn't do and William Holbert didn't do. A modern record and an all-time record number of ABs. Pitched out and away for a ball. 1-0. Tom Oliver, 1,931 ABs. And William Holbert, 2,335. It's the all-time record. Tom Oliver, modern-day record. Swing and a foul straight back. 1-1. Boy, sky goes from just a little remnant of sunlight to absolute pitch black around us. The gorgeous skyline here. It ain't exactly Manhattan, but it's a really pretty skyline just beyond the ballpark. Stretch and pitch by Mason. Outside, 2-1. Nobody on. Two men out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Arkansas leads it with a score of 1-0. Got a run in the bottom half of the first inning. The 2-1 stretch. Barnett to the plate. Ball sent out toward Second base pitcher's going to have to cover, and the throw is, boy, he got him in time. That's a nice play. Will Simpson reined to his left as if he was going to make that play. The ball got through to Jack Winkler. Mason Barnett, first of all, had to get to the bag, and second of all, had to handle a long, strong throw by Winkler. That was nicely done. So the inning is over, and for the second time in this game, the Travs go 1-2-3. We'll answer our trivia, and we go to the top half of the fifth. After four complete, Arkansas leads it 1-0.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Top of the fifth, it'll be 9-1-2 in the Rockhounds order. That'll be Jason Rosario, Denzel Clark, and Brennan Malone. Right-hander Juan Mercedes escaped a jam in the fourth inning. Got the last two by strikeout. Jason stands in, a strikeout victim his first time. Nubs this one foul off the end of the bat. It is 0-1. Jason, 258 on the regular season. Left-handed hitting right fielder. Third baseman Williamson, even with a bag. Right side of the infield shading pretty solidly to pull. Takes just outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Answer our trivia here and give you just a little quick addition. Thinking about Tom Oliver and William Holbert, who played a lot of baseball and didn't do something. Stretch and pitch right there. Called strike, and it's 1-2. Rosario crowds that plate a little bit. Stance just slightly closed. Stretch by Mercedes. Right-hander's 1-2 pitch. Got him. Swing and a miss. Pitch up and maybe out of the zone. And Jason Rosario 0-for-2 in the ball game. This game far, far different than Sunday. But mostly pitching and defense. Hounds do have six base hits. Now, a couple of them were dribblers. Here's Denzel. 1-for-2 with a single and a bounce out to third base. And the ball nicely handled by Ben Williamson back in the third inning. Denzel takes strike over the inside half, 0-1. In 1,931 ABs, Tom Oliver, and in 2,335 ABs, William Holbert did not do what? Answer after this pitch, and I can identify with those two guys. Here's the 0-1. Boy, called strike, knee-high, breaking ball outside edge, 0-2. Neither of those guys hit a home run in their careers. Modern day and all-time records for most at-bats without knocking the ball out of the yard. 0-2. Hot line drive, gloved by Williamson. Fair territory, third base line, and that one wasn't hit right at him. He had to range a couple of strides and made a brilliant catch. Ben Williamson takes a double away from Denzel Clark. Boy, and again, that was an 0-2 pitch. Two down in the inning, Williamson with a beautiful catch. Painfully beautiful if you're a Rockhounds fan. Here's Brennan Malone. He takes a backup pitch. That's a strike, and it's 0-1. Boy, Denzel, his Last two times up, 0-2 counts, has put it in play solidly. That was an absolute double denied. 0-1 pitch, fly ball, shallow center, second baseman out, and over the shoulder hauling it in is Rodden. So the inning again will be 1-2-3, thanks to a terrific play by Ben Williamson. So we are midway through game two of the Texas League Championship Series, and it's Arkansas 1 and the Rockhounds nothing.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Ovented is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovented proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Blake Rambush will lead it off. Same trio for Arkansas in terms of the order, 9-1 and 2 in the fifth inning. Harry Ford and Cole Young will follow against Mason Barnett. Rambush a strikeout his first time up. Good breaking pitch gets there on the outside half. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. Rambush, right-handed hitter. He's the left fielder. Cheating in at third is Groshans. Pitch way up and in for a ball. One ball and one strike. And Mason Barnett into his fifth inning of work. Arkansas starter Brandon Garcia went 3. Got out of a jam. Juan Mercedes got out of a big-time jam and in a 1-2-3 inning, called strike outside half to Rambush. Borderline pitch, and that puts the crowd to grumbling. A ball and two strikes. Groshans now backing off at third. The 1-2 stretch and pitch by Barnett. With high and foul. It's off to the right side of the ballpark and out of play. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The count remains. Rambush, right-handed hitter. Rambush is from Austin, by the way. And we have time called or a pitch clock violation. Yep, pitch clock violation. So it is now a 2-2 count as Mason Barnett is called for the pitch timer. Two balls, two strikes. Rambush, a guy who can run a little bit if he gets on base, has 20 steals, has been caught 7 times. Pitch by Barnett. Check swing. Boy, out appeal. No appeal needed. In fact, home plate umpire Steven Rios Jr. will ring him up. So a strikeout there. Speaking of which, I'll make this really fast, but Joe Sewell is one of my all-time favorite players. He's a Hall of Famer, by the way. Guy's a really, really good hitter. Played largely for Cleveland. Finished his career on this date for the New York Yankees. And was, I think, played 14 years, I believe. Multiple in their double-digit season. Swing and a miss by Harry Ford. It's 0-1. And a single in his last at-bat, again on this day, long, long, long time ago. Came to the plate 8,332 times, struck out 114. 114. Pitch down low for a ball. It's 1-1. That's 1.4% or a strikeout every 73 plate appearances. Joe Sewell. I really do wish there was some video. What would have loved to watch him at the plate. Pitch down and away for a ball, 2-1. Last time I brought Joe Sewell up, and I promise we're done for the year on Joe Sewell, but I actually looked up how many guys had already struck out 114 or more times this season. He struck out 114 times in 8,333 trips to the plate. 2-1 the count here. Mason Barnett delivers to Harry Ford. That's down and away. Ball three, and again, this is just not a guy you can afford to walk. 35 steals in 44 attempts. And while the Travs have not run much at all in the playoffs, they ran their spikes off in the regular season. Pitch by Mason, swung on and missed, and it's 3-2. Ford, a right-handed hitter, captured by Trey, DH in this game. Cole Young waiting on deck. Nobody on and one man down, bottom of the fifth. Here's the payoff pitch from Barnett, and that is lined in the left field for a base hit. Well, now one would think you almost would bet 27 cents at two Cheerios box tops. He's running. Travelers, again, led all of AA after Mississippi had been the leading bunch of thieves, and I mean that nicely, in the league. But Mississippi, I think, must have lost somebody along the way. Arkansas had 241 steals. That's 15 more than anybody else in the regular season. Harry Ford had 35 of them. Not going on the first pitch to Cole Young, which is a strike on the inside corner of the knees, 0-1. They ran with good success, 77%. Pounds were fifth in AA with 209 steals and 80%. 0-1 count. Ford's lead a little bit bigger. Is he running? He is not. Pitch to Cole. Up and away. One ball, one strike to Cole Young. Young, a strikeout in the first, a walk in the third. Jared Oliva is on deck. And boy, he's 2-for-2 and absolutely seeing the ball not as well as anybody. Maybe anybody in minor league ball right now. Pitch up high, 2-1, two balls, one strike. Cole Young, 271 in 124 games. Again, age 21 and 9 homers, 57 driven in. Outstanding prospect. Jordan Groshans cheating in at third, but the pitch is inside, and that's 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Ford so far not showing any signs of going, but with Arkansas, you know that's always possible. Three balls, one strike to Cole Young. Oliva on deck, Williamson in the hole. 1-0 Travelers, but Arkansas with one on and one out, top of the order. Pitch to Young, that's outside, that's ball four, and it's two on, nobody out for Oliva, and that is no man's land. Oliva, a double to right field. Now remember, that was really, in essence, a single that good awareness and good hustle turned into a double in the first inning. And singled on a low liner back up the middle in the third. Paul Abbott, Rockdown's pitching coach, going to come out for a visit. So we are in the bottom of the fifth inning. Arkansas with a 1-0 lead, and the Travelers with two guys who can flat out go on the base paths, and the man at the plate not only can go, tremendous base dealer again is Oliva, but he also is swinging the bat really well. He's a 294 after that very slow start. Steven Rios Jr., home plate umpire, will break up the conversation on the mound. Steven from El Paso, Texas, behind the plate. Sean Sparling from Mountain Home, Idaho, is at first base. He would have the home plate tomorrow if there's a game three. Trevor Matthews from Venice, Florida, is at second base. Austin Snow from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, is at third. So here is Jared Oliva. Came off the injured list in the middle of August, is hitting .386 since. Pitch to Oliva. Down low, ball one. Again, a guy with a good amount of experience, including a bit at the big league level. And right now, Arkansas has exactly a scenario that they really like. two on with Oliva at the plate. Both guys with really good speed. Bluffing off second is Ford. Doesn't go. Pitches a strike inside corner to Oliva. Ball one strike. Didn't care for it. Bottom of the fifth. Travelers have a run in the first. Oliva scored it. One ball, one strike. Stretched by Mason Barnett. Pitch is swung on. Foul back, and it's 1-2. So a big pitch or two or whatever it may be here with Oliva at the plate. A 1-2 count. Terry Ford takes the lead off second. Cole Young the lead off first. Set by Barnett at the belt. Looks at second. 1-2 pitch. High in the air. Center field. Denzel there. This will move the runner up. Maybe both. Lead runner will go to third base, but Oliva is dispatched. And while it does put a runner at third base, that's a big out. Oliva, boy, even his outs are scary. That ball was well hit. Just slightly left, or slightly right of straightaway center field. Now Ben Williamson with runners at the corners. Boy, both teams have had some crossroads in this game. The Travs scoring in the first inning. Travelers had two on with one out in the third inning. Williamson lined out to right, and Alberto Rodriguez lined out to center. And here it's first and third now with two men down after Oliva flew out to deep center. Williamson the batter. Stretched by Barnett. Pitch from Mason. Swung on. High fly ball. Foul, I think. Right field side. Drifting. Out of play. Well, that ball just kept on carrying and got a little dicey, but it was shy of the wall and drifted into foul ground. 0-1. But then Williamson, bottom of the fifth inning, 1-0 Arkansas. Williamson stands back in, third baseman. Straight away in the stance, upright stance. Barnett set, runners at the corners. 0-1 pitch. Outside corner for a called strike. Down to second. Trotting down to second is Cole Young. That's quietly another runner in scoring position. I think the Rockhounds are playing off him. I think that'll be a stolen base. Count is 0-2. Stretching pitch by Barnett, and that's it to first base. And smothered by Wilson, and he got there for the out. Oh, that is absolutely huge. Inside-out swing. Ball was absolutely smothered by Will Simpson. If that gets through, it's a 3-0 game. But it's Will Simpson who comes up with a big play, and instead it's no runs on one hit, no errors. Two men left, both in scoring position. Give you some totals in a moment. We go to the top of the sixth inning, game two of the title series. Arkansas 1, Rockhounds nothing.
The list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
On a gorgeous September evening here in North Little Rock, Arkansas, we have played five innings in Game 2 of the Texas League Championship Series. Arkansas with a run in the bottom of the first inning. Each team at least an escape or two or maybe three. And 1-0 is the score. In the bottom of the first inning, Jared Oliva, a hustle double. Ben Williamson then drew a walk, putting runners at first and second. And Alberto Rodriguez, a long one-hopper into left field for an RBI single. As mentioned, each team has threatened outside of that scenario and that first inning run scoring, but that has been all on the board. Rockhounds, no runs on six hits. Travelers, one run on four hits. Game has been errorless. Hounds have left five men on. Travs have now left six. In the sixth inning, 3, 4, and 5 in the order, Daniel Susak leads it off. 1-for-2 with a swinging bunt single. Takes a strike from Juan Mercedes on the outside corner. Mercedes finished second in the league in ERA, was a full-time starter in the first half, or excuse me, in the regular season, has been moved to the bullpen in the playoffs. That's an innings pitched concern. 0-1, swing and a miss, breaking ball away, and Daniel Susak comes up empty. Will Simpson and Jordan Groshans will follow. Each team has had a big defensive play or two. Ben Williamson has made two very good plays, one of them sensational for the Travs, taking an 0-2 double away from Denzel Clark in the last inning. 0-2 pitch, Susak waits, tempted, doesn't go, pitch breaks down and away, 1-2. Daniel Susak in the playoffs now is 6-for-18, so a .333 postseason with a double, a home run, and four driven in. Had three ribbies on Sunday. Pitch swung on, foul back. Going to kick off the facade of the ballpark and back down into the seats rather rapidly. Count one ball and two strikes. Travs have him shaded up the middle, particularly at second. Pitch to Susak, drops to the dirt for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Juan Mercedes, two innings. Again, first two batters he faced, Will Simpson and Jordan Groshans, who are on deck and in the hole respectively, each had singles to lead off the fourth, but the Hounds came up empty. That's the pivotal inning in this game for the Hounds. Breaking pitches hit sharply as shortstop. That'll be handled easily, though. Shortstop's a little high from Cole Young, but it's there for the out. One man down in the sixth inning. And here's Will Simpson. Will, 1-for-2, flew out to right field to end the first inning. And a line drive base hit. In fact, it was a 1-0 pitch. I started to say the first pitch of the inning, but took a 1-0 pitch and lined it into left. Jordan Groshans took a 1-0 pitch, lined it into left with first two batters reaching in the fourth, but Mercedes got out of the inning. Big swing and a miss here, and Will comes up empty 0-1. So Will Simpson now 7-for-21 in the postseason. That's .333 as well. A couple of home runs and four driven in. Stretch and pitch by Mercedes. Swing and a miss, breaking ball away. It's 0-2. With this ball game, sharp contrast to Sunday. Well, again, each team has had opportunities beyond the run that has been put on the board, but boy, Sunday was a lot of offense. It was 5-3 after two innings on Sunday. 0-2 count. Set by Mercedes. Pitch to Will, way up and in for a ball. One ball and two strikes to count. Third baseman Williamson, who has gloved a couple of absolute line shots, shading the line at third, not a no-doubles defense, but pulling that way a bit, swinging that ball, hit into center field, but not overly deep. This ball's got a chance. It's going to drop. Bermuda triangle base hit into shallow right center field. Will Simpson, man, put the ball in play. Got down 0-2, sends a 1-2 pitch into shallow right center field. Rodden went out, Oliva and Rodriguez in. Nobody could get there. Found the Bermuda Triangle and a base hit. One on and one out. And here's Jordan Groshans. Jordan, a swinging bunt in the second inning for a base hit and a sharp line drive to left field his last time up, 2-for-2. Set by Mercedes, pitch outside and low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. One on, one out, top of the sixth inning. Hounds trail 1-0. Groshans waits, Mercedes pitch. Down the middle, but low. Ball two, two balls, no strikes. And the outfield with Groshans shaded ever so slightly the opposite way. And that gap in left center. Larger than that in the right side. Here's a swing of the line drive. That's over the glove of Williamson. That's a fair ball down into left field corner. Rounding second. On his way to third is Daniel Susak. Going to hold him there. Second and third. Jordan Groshans is 3-for-3. Took a 2-0 pitch. Lined it down the left field side. Williamson made another really good effort. But that got into the corner. Daniel Susak comes around to third. And it's second and third. And a Rockhounds threatening here. That will bring a visit from pitching coach Michael Peoples. I believe that is Michael. Both manager Mike Francoso and pitching coach Michael Peoples don't wear the jerseys. They wear the windbreaker, but Michael is much taller, so I'm guessing that is Michael Peoples. So it is second and third. Jordan Groshans has had a really interesting playoff. He went 5-for-10 against Frisco. Went 0-for-5 on Sunday with an RBI on a bounce out. So he went 5-for-10, 0-for-5, and he's now 3-for-3. Well, he's 8-for-18, and that's a .444 average. Again, got the swinging bunt in the second inning, just to be honest, but sharp line drive to left field in the fourth and a double down the left field line. Just eluded Williamson. Second and third, one man down. Jack Winkler, the battery, is 0-for-2. Struck out and flew out to fairly deep center field. Infield shading in all the way around. High strike, 0-1. Henry Bolte on deck. One down in the inning. Daniel Susak again bounced out to shortstop to start the inning. A Simpson single and a Groshans double. Second and third, 0-1. Winkler waits, set by Mercedes in the pitch. Line drive, base hit! Jack Winkler ties this ball game! It is 1-1 in the top of the sixth inning. Jack Winkler. And ever since G flipped Groshans and Winkler game three of the series in Frisco, boy, they have really produced. Jack Winkler, line drive to left. Susak make it. Simpson scores. And it is 1-1. Jack Winkler's second RBI of the postseason. Rockhounds now first and third for Henry Bolte. It's a one-all tie in the sixth inning. Henry waits. Pitch from Mercedes down and away. Backhanded by catcher Jake Anchia. Count is 1-0. Hounds have 8 base hits, make it 9, in fact, in this game. 3 consecutive singles here in the sixth. 1-1 tie, set by Mercedes, pitch to Henry. That's down and away, and that's ball 2, 2-0. Crowd gives a little groan. A one-out single by Will Simpson. The double into the left field corner by Jordan Groshans, and the line drive single by Winkler. Bolte waits, 2-0 pitch, delivery to Henry, that's up high, and that's ball 3, 3-0. Crowd going to argue with that or grumble a little bit, but no, that pitch looked like it was high for sure. First and third of the runners, 3-0 count to Henry. Let's see if he has the green light. He's 1-for-2, sharp single to right, takes right down the middle, 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike to the Hounds left fielder. Winkler's line drive to left came with the infield, not all the way in, but even with the bags at least, might have been caught had they been back. But that was a well-hit ball, just a low line drive. Pitch to Henry, fouled it back, and it's full now, 3-2. Decision time here for Gregorio Petit. Do you send Jack Winkler? Henry has had a good postseason, but a high strikeout number. First and third, 3-2, one out. Runner goes, pitch is swung on and foul tipped. We'll do it again on 3-2. Boy, Winkler got a really good jump. And Jack with 28 steals in the regular year. He has one in the postseason as well. So Gregorio Petit will go back through the signs. Darryl Kennedy, I'm sure, confirming that with Jack at first base. First and third, 3-2, second time, one man down. Set by the right-hander, Mercedes. Jack not going. Pitch to Henry. Swung on and missed. He got him. Again, for Henry, a little bit of the all-or-nothing variety. Again, he is a 21-year-old, so he is very young. Had a really good opposite field single in the second. Couple of strikeouts since. Couple of home runs on Sunday. Again, with some strikeouts mixed in. And here's Jeremy Eierman. First and third. Two men down. Jeremy, a line drive to third, was caught in the second, struck out in the fourth. Pitch to Eierman is inside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Hounds have tied the game at the top of the sixth inning. Base runner at third is Jordan Groshans. Runner at first is Jack Winkler, who runs very well. 1-0 count to Jeremy Eierman. Set and pitch. Ground ball. Third base. Williamson makes the play. He'll go the short way in time for the out. So the inning will come to an end. Jack Winkler forced at second base. And the Travs largely get out of the inning, but not entirely. And we'll go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Rockhounds 1 and Arkansas 1.
Nelson Cruz was a member of the 2004 Rockhounds. He retired last November following a 19-year major league career. In naming Nelson as this year's inductee into our franchise Hall of Fame, we made the case that he may have fallen just 36 swings shy of Cooperstown. Nelly finished with 464 home runs. Only 28 players have ever hit 500, and 19 of them are in the Hall of Fame. Of the nine who are not, two will be when they become eligible, Albert Pujols and Miguel Cabrera. The other seven were heavily involved in the PED era. Now, here's some pretty interesting math. When hitting their first big league home run, members of the 500 home run club were an average of 20 years old. Nelly was 25. And when playing in 100 games for the first time in a season, their average age was 21 and a half. Nelly was 28. If Nelson Cruz had been given that full-time chance just a little sooner, he might well have hit 36 more home runs and reached 500, and that so often has opened the door to Cooperstown. Nelson Cruz is as good a person as he was a power hitter. He has won, among others, ESPN's Muhammad Ali Sports Humanitarian Award and the Roberto Clemente Award, MLB's highest off-the-field honor. All of that thanks to his deep and abiding dedication to his home in the Dominican Republic.
Remarkable guy, really is. 2004 Rockhounds, 20 years ago, get out of Dodge. Colton Johnson on to pitch. Alberto Rodriguez to face him, bottom of the sixth inning. 1-1 tie. Colton delivers way down and away for ball one, one ball, no strikes. Rodriguez has swung the bat really well both times. RBI single back in the first, and until a moment ago, that was the game's only run. Lined out sharply to Denzel Clark in center with two on, two out in the third. Two good ABs. Colton Johnson's pitch, breaking ball, waved at it, did Rodriguez, 1-1. Five innings for Mason Barnett, one run, four base hits, two walks and eight strikeouts. Johnson with the delivery, right down the middle to Rodriguez, one ball and two strikes. Alberto Rodriguez, Brock Rodden, and Hogan Windisch. In the last half of the sixth inning, for the Arkansas Travelers, one all tie. Game two of a best of three. 1-1 stretch, pitched by Johnson, just outside, framed by Susak, but the pitch a little low and away. 2-2 count. Rodriguez absolutely straight away in the box. Rest that bat on the left shoulder for a moment. Now comes step. Johnson, left-hander, rather Johnson, down and away with a breaking pitch, and it's 3-2. Colton making his first postseason appearance with the Rockhounds. Left-hander came out of the bullpen 12 times with a very good 2.25 ERA in the regular season. Stretch and pitch, and boy, just outside, I guess, ball four. And a leadoff walk, and boy, in an inning in which the Hounds tied the game in the top half of the inning, that's... Now the Rockhounds had in mind, leadoff walk, very close pitch. Batter is Brock Rodden. He's 0 for 2, both on strikes. Jordan Groshans already pinching in at third base. See if they have Rodden bunting here. He does show it, but takes high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Rodriguez, not a high-volume base stealer, but he does have 10 steals in 14 attempts. Almost everybody on this ball club runs. 1-0 count, Rodden, switch hitter batting right-handed, now shows bunt, and fouls out. She comes up empty, a foul tip. Thought I heard something there. Yeah, it was a foul tip. Daniel Susak hung on to it. One ball, one strike. Travelers a run in the bottom of the first. Rockhounds a run just moments ago in the top of the sixth. RBI single, Jack Winkler. Simpson and Groshans setting the table. One ball, one strike. Colton set. Pitch to the plate. Swung on, lifted high, and a pop-up left side of the infield. Jeremy Ironman, the shortstop. He's got it for the out. So Rodden initially trying to bunt, then pops out to shortstop. One man down. Here's Hogan Windisch. Bounced out to pitcher Mason Barnett in the second inning and struck out against the Hounds right-hander in the fourth inning. Bottom of the sixth, 1-1 tie. Hounds, of course, are looking to end this series and end the season and win a championship. Arkansas trying to force decisive game three tomorrow. Johnson's pitch up high, one ball, no strikes. If there is a game three, it would be at 6:35 tomorrow evening. Game one being played in front of it's not very far off it. Tip of the cap to the folks here. One ball, no strikes. Backdoor pitch is down and away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Jake and Chia on deck for Arkansas. Hounds didn't quite have a full house on Sunday. It just sounded like it. My goodness. I said it Sunday. It's just a great bunch. Same last Tuesday. Here's the 2-0 pitch from Johnson. Boy, that's down low, and that's ball three, and it's 3-0 with one on and one man down. So pressure here on the left-hander, Colton Johnson. Base runner is Alberto Rodriguez. He has not shown any signs of running at this point. 3-0 to Windisch. Windisch again, a guy with power. See if he has the green light. 3-0 pitch. No, it doesn't matter. It's up and in. It's ball four. So two walks in the inning. That was something that really plagued Arkansas relievers on Sunday, bases on balls. So two walks here, sandwiched around a pop-out. Near is Jake and Chia. And Chia struck out in the second, bounced out Wilson, I'm sure I should say Jack Winkler, to Mason Barnett in the third inning. That was a very nice play by Mason, hustling to get to the bag and handled a fairly long, strong throw. Rockhounds pitching coach Paul Abbott will come out. We'll talk here with left-hander Colton Johnson. Rockhounds have not used the bullpen a bunch in these playoffs. Hounds do have activity in the bullpen. I believe that is Lincoln Hensman, who is warming the bullpen way off in deep right center field. So Lincoln Hensman warming. Two on, one man down. Hounds got a run in the top of this inning, but the Travelers on a pair of walks are threatening here to regain the lead. Jake Anchia at the plate. Blake Rambusch on deck. 8-9 in the order with Perry Ford up top to follow. Anchia, right-handed hitter. Pitch from Johnson. High strike. Just got there, 0-1. That's one that the crowd grumbles. You understand? Chia lingers and maybe says something. He is the Travs catcher. Rodriguez at second, Rodden at first. Another guy, a high-volume base dealer, but both guys have run. Here's the pitch by Johnson, and that's fouled back to the screen. It's quickly 0-2. Rodriguez, who is on at second, has 10 steals in 14 attempts. And Windisch on at first. Now, I was looking at Brock Rodden. Windisch is a high-volume base hitter. He is 19 out of 21. 0-2 stretch. Pitch down and away for a ball. It's one ball and two strikes. And this evening has been absolutely calm since about maybe the top of the second inning. Absolutely perfect evening for baseball. Got up at 75 degrees. Stretch and pitch by Johnson, down and in, speared on a hop by Daniel Susak. That pitch was down around the shoe tops and short hopped, and Susak picked it. That will show up nowhere in the box score, but that was huge. That's second and third if he doesn't pick that one. Now it's 2-2 to Anchia. Set by Colton Johnson, the delivery, that's inside and low, and that's ball three. An 0-2 count is now a full count. So Colton Johnson battling command a little here, and critical juncture, one all tie. And it's 3-2 to Anchia. Do the runners go? They do not. Pitch to Anchia is bounced foul, nubbed it up the third base side. I think he fouled it off his foot. Count still 3-2. So the Traveler's in business here in the bottom of the sixth, and the Anchia fouled that straight down off his foot, so he's going to be given a moment or two to kind of walk that off. Got it off the left foot. That's one of those protective devices down there, but I think that one eluded the protective device. And he will take a moment or two in stepping back in. By the way, congratulations to Erie. They have defeated Somerset 3-2 at Somerset, and they are the champions of the Eastern League. Erie, first double-A champ in the books. Now here's the stretch in 3-2 second time. Runners not going. Pitch takes flight. Bouncing ball back to the mound. Knocked down by Johnson. He's got to come to first, and he throws it away. It's gloved by Simpson, but a throwing error. Bases loaded. So on the throwing error on Colton Johnson, bases are loaded, one out, and of course this good crowd. Again, it is a really good crowd. They are alive here. Runners would have advanced anyway. That's going to be it for Colton Johnson. So a rough outing for the Rockhounds left-hander in this one. So very good in the regular season, but bases are loaded with one man down, and into that atmosphere will come Lincoln Hensman. Lincoln, one of the last roster additions, has had some ups and downs, that's for sure. The right-hander comes on here. He's a guy with experience, and he will have to rely on that to keep his cool and come on with the bases loaded and one man down in the sixth inning. So one-third of an inning for Colton Johnson. No base hits. Two walks, no strikeouts, and he is responsible for all three men on base. Obviously, ideally, you get out of the inning, but the other elements, if there is damage, you try to limit it here. It's a 1-1 ball game. Mentioned each team has had certainly opportunities in this game beyond what the scoreboard reads in terms of runs that have come across. And boy, here's the opportunity of the night for Arkansas. Leadoff walk, Alberto Rodriguez. Brock Rodden popped out to short. Hogan Windisch walked on four pitches, and then Jake Anchia. And boy, the thing will drive, certainly it has to drive Colton crazy. He got ahead of Jake Anchia 0-2. And Chia then ran it full, fouled one pitch off, and then on the bouncer back to the mound. Colton had to reach up to make the play, and when he turned, the throw was high. Will Simpson saves probably two runs with a leaping catch on the errant throw. It's still an error, but Simpson caught it. So bases are loaded, one man down. Blake Rambusch, the batter, top of the order, Harry Ford on deck. 1-1 tie, bottom of the sixth, but the Travs in business. Rambusch, checking, pinch hitter, I beg your pardon, Victor Labrada. Pitch down and in to the left-handed hitter. Labrada was huge in the third game against Springfield. Had a couple of home runs, one ball, no strikes. So Labrada will take Rambush's place in the lineup and in the outfield. Pitched by Hensman, and that ball is hit hard to center field. Denzel's there. That's going to score the run, but again, first two runners move up. It's 2-1 Arkansas. Well hit ball by Labrada. So he's retired, but he gives the Travelers the lead on a really good swing of the bat. Rodriguez comes across to score. It's 2-1. advancing from second to third is Windisch. Well hit ball, really well hit. Denzel made the play. Run goes to Colton Johnson. It's an unearned run, by the way, because, again, because of the error. And now top of the order, here's Harry Ford. So this gets back to the second scenario. Again, you'd like to get out of the inning. Bases loaded, one out. But now it's one run across, first and third, two out, and Harry Ford is the batter. So now it's limiting the damage. First and third, pitch just a little inside by Hensman. One ball, no strikes from Lincoln. Lincoln Hensman, right-hander. He's 29 years of age. 1-0 stretch, pitch, backup delivery, rolled left side, and it is handled by Groshans. He throws him out. Jordan Groshans saves a run. Brilliant play, range to his left, made the sliding catch, popped up, threw it on the money for the out. Jordan Groshans with a run-saving play. Each third baseman has come up with one of those. Ben Williamson did for the Travs. So the Travelers score, but it is a single run to the top of the stretch inning in North Little Rock. Game two of the title series, Arkansas 2, Rockhounds 1.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
We have now played six, and the Travelers regaining the lead. It's a 2-1 game. Second look at where we are here in just a couple of moments. We're going to go to the top half of the seventh inning. And Jose Mercedes going back to the mound. Just wanted to make sure. Left fielder now is Victor Labrada. Came on as the pinch hitter for Blake Rambusch. Boy, Labrada has really been big in the playoffs. He had a pair of home runs in Game 3, the decisive game of the North Division Series against Springfield. And in fact, the second of those home runs broke a five-all tie, and the Travs went on to win 6-5. That's a tie-breaking RBI here with a sack fly. The brilliant play by Jordan Groshans keeps it a 2-1 game. And Ben Williamson had a brilliant run-saving catch earlier for the Travs at third base. So to the seventh inning we go. Jason Rosario then back up top for Denzel Clark and Brendan Malone. Pitch swung on and fouled back. And it's 0-1 to Jason Rosario. Now he's got a run on three base hits in the sixth inning, but again, did no more damage. So each team has limited the other in a really good run-scoring situation to just a single run. Pitch down the middle, called strike to Jason, 0-2. Rosario has struggled. He's 0-2 in the game, both on strikeouts, and down to the count here, 0-2. So top of the seventh, 2-1 Travelers. Stretch and pitch by Mercedes. Sails high and away for a ball. It's 1-2. Mercedes, as mentioned, a starter throughout the season. But his innings total pretty high at 144 through the regular year, so moving to the bullpen for the postseason. But he's effective. 1-2 pitch. Looped foul out of play. Good protective swing there by Jason Rosario. Pitch was probably off the outside corner, but a little too close to take. Mercedes did give up some damage against Springfield, but he's been really good here in just his second stint out of the bullpen all year. Right-hander set. Pitch swung on, tapped toward first, but a foul ball. And the count stays 1-2. Through six, Rockhounds one run, nine hits. Arkansas two runs, four hits. Travs broke the tie on two walks, an error, and a sack fly. Hounds have left seven men on base. The Travs have left eight. Pitch swung on and looped foul out of play. 1-2 again. Rockhounds have also bounced into a double play, so each team has squandered eight base runners, if you will. top of the seventh inning. Flag is barely moving, but a little bit of breeze coming in the window, so just a little tiny bit of wind. Evening has been almost entirely still. Gorgeous. Here's the stretch, pitching away by Mercedes, way inside, ball two, two balls, two strikes. So Rosario, not to see the eighth pitch of this plate appearance, leading it off in the top of the seventh inning. 2-1 Arkansas. If there is a game three, Logan Evans would face Jack Perkins. That would be as good a matchup in Double-A baseball. Well, even if everybody was playing, it's a good one. Here's the stretch pitch by Mercedes. Chopper toward first base in between hop handled by Windisch. He bobbled the ball and underhands the first just in time. Boy, that got dicey. 3-1 put out. Windisch kind of knocked it down. There was a topspin bouncer. Kind of had to freeze and wait for it. Knocked it down, then retrieved it and underhanded just in time to Mercedes for the out. And here's Denzel Clark. Well, Denzel's 1-for-3. But in the fifth inning, absolutely a rope that Ben Williamson made a spectacular play on. Pitch to D, swings and misses, comes up empty, 0-1. Brendan Malone waiting on deck. Denzel a single in the first, bounced out to third base in the third inning and ripped the line drive to third his last time up. Swings and sets one up the middle of base hit, Denzel Clark. Denzel 2-for-4 with three really good swings. And in the third inning when he bounced out to third base, it was fairly sharply hit and came on an 0-2 pitch. So Denzel has had really four good swings of the bat in this ballgame. That's six base hits against Mercedes. That's 10 hits for the Hounds. But it's a 2-1 game, and the batter will be Brendan Malone. Or will it? This is interesting. Wow, Hounds get a pinch hit for Brennan. So Shane McGuire will pinch hit for Brendan Malone. Brennan, one of three All-Stars, as named today in the Rock Hounds. The other two aren't here, by the way, Colby Thomas and Cooper Bowman. So Shane McGuire will pinch hit. Brendan Malone is the DH in this game. One man on. Pitch to Shane, called strike down the middle. It's 0-1. So pinch hitter for Brendan Malone. That's an interesting move by Gregorio Petit. Shane making his postseason debut in 2024. One on, one man down. Base runner Denzel Clark. 0-1 count. Not a huge lead for Denzel. 36 stolen bases in the regular year officially, although it's wrong. Really was 37. Long set by Mercedes. Long set. Now delivers. And a hard hit ball right at second base. Line drive. Getting back into first base is Denzel Clark. Boy, Shane McGuire absolutely ripped that thing. They're right at second base. Rodden makes the play. And it's two men down in the inning. And the batter will be Daniel Susak. Well, McGuire again as a pinch hitter. Hit the ball really hard, but well within the reach of the second baseman, Rodden. So two men down for Daniel. Susak at the plate. Denzel takes the leadoff. First pitch high and in for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Denzel with a one-out single in the seventh. But now two men down. Right-hander Mercedes delivers. Boy, strike call. Knee-high outside corner. You cannot spot a pitch much better than that. Knee-high outside edge. Just a little bit of movement on it as well. Just nipped the outside corner. Good pitch. One ball, one strike. Susak waits. Here's the stretch. Pitch to Daniel. Swings, line drive. Soft line drive. Center field. Base hit. Denzel will have to stop at second base. Base hit for Daniel Susak. He's 2-for-4. Hounds have 11 hits, one run. Seven hits against Juan Mercedes. And the batter will be Will Simpson. Two on, two out, top of the seventh inning. Will is 2-for-3. Clark, Susak, and Simpson each with two base hits. visit to the mound, and this time that is manager Mike Francoso. So Will Simpson will not face Juan Mercedes. Mercedes will come out of the game with two men on base. That's a really good round of applause and a well-deserved one. Well, again, fans come to playoff games. They know why they're here. They're knowledgeable fans. They know what's going on. And Mercedes gets a well-earned round of applause. He goes 3 2/3 innings in this game. Rockhounds did get 7 hits against him. 1 run, no walks, and struck out. I think I'm cheating him with 3. It's 4, I believe. Yes, it is. 4 strikeouts. And it'll be Luis Curbelo, who has been the best right-hander for the Travelers, out of the bullpen. So Curbelo will come on with 2 men on and 2 men down. And he will face Will Simpson, who is 2-for-3. Top of the 7th inning, game 2 of the best of 3 championship series. Curbelo, by the way, big right-hander. He is 6'1", 230, a native of Venezuela. Signed by the Mariners as a non-drafted international free agent in May of 2018. And as many of the guys were, of course, signed very young. Curbelo, 23, turn 24 till next month. Travelers got on the board bottom of the first, a double by Oliva, a walk to Ben Williamson, and then Alberto Rodriguez with an RBI single. Both teams have threatened off and on in this game. Rockhounds tied it in the 6th. A Simpson single, a Groshans double, and a Winkler RBI single. Travelers regained the lead 2-1 without benefit of a hit. 2 walks, an error, and a sac fly. Out in the 6th. Now, here's Will Simpson. 2 on, 2 out. Curbelo on the mound. Pitch, right down the middle. Called strike, 0-1. Will flew out to right field in the 1st. Singled leading off the 4th. Singled and scored in the 6th. Right-handed hitter waits. Curbelo with the stretch-hand pitch, a swing and a foul tip, and it's quickly 0-2. His single in the 6th inning came on a 1-2 pitch after he got down 0-2 in the count. Base hit in this inning for Denzel Clark and a base hit for Daniel Susak, the 10th and 11th for the Hounds. But it's 2-1 Travelers and an 0-2 count. Simpson waits, Curbelo stretches, left-hand pitches swung on and ripped, but foul, left field side and into the seats, 0-2. Curbelo, by the way, wearing, electric yellow spikes. Well, that almost has to be distracting, but obviously they're legal. The umpire would have said something, but man, those are some bright shoes you're wearing there. 0-2 count. First and second, 2 men down. And Simpson, somebody stepped away, might have been the pitcher, now reset the clock. 0-2 second time. Denzel, the leadoff second, Daniel Susak off first. 0-2 count, pitch to Simpson, swing and a miss, he got him, inning over. Hounds again, a couple of base hits, but 2 more men are left on base. To the bottom of the 7th we go, and it's Arkansas 2 and the Rockhounds 1.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The 7th inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Bottom of the 7th inning, Lincoln Hensman will go back to the mound, and obviously it's not a glamorous job, although you know what? It's a postseason game. It's a championship series game. So, yeah, it's a glamorous They all are at this point, but the job is to keep this a 2-1 ball game. We'll take the end of the ball game time here with a 2-1 lead for Arkansas. If the Travelers hang on to this lead, game three, the Texas League final game of the season, will be tomorrow night at 6:35 here at Dickey Stevens Park. As mentioned, Jack Perkins would go to the mound for the Rockhounds. Logan Evans for the Travelers, and that would be, and granted, it would be one of only two AA games that most being played tomorrow, but it'd be as good about a good a matchup as you'd have in AA anyway. Just a little trivia for you. We'll make it kind of quick. It's kind of trivia, really, with a purpose. Just reading a little rundown of teams as the Major League season comes to a close this week. Now here's Cole Young to lead it off. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Pitch way low and inside from Lincoln Hensman. One ball, no strikes. Jared Oliva and Ben Williamson to follow. Oliva, well, again, as dangerous a bat as there is anywhere near here, that's for sure. Pitch to the outside corner, called strike to Young. Cole Young struck out in the first inning, walked in the third, walked in the fifth. Left-handed hitting shortstop. Hounds play him to pull with Groshans cheating in. Bouncing ball right behind the bag, handled by Jeremy Ironman. Throw to first for the out. Really nice play and a sharply hit ball back up the middle. Only two teams have ever won 110 or more games in a Major League season and not reached the World Series. Who are they? Only two teams have ever won 110 or more games in the regular season and not reached the World Series. Who are those two teams? Jared Oliva, the batter. 2-for-2 plus a deep fly ball to center field. Hensman delivery is bunted foul to the screen left side, 0-1. So Oliva trying to bunt his way on. Ben Williamson on deck. Williamson has been outstanding defensively in this game. Jordan Groshans outstanding. Each of the third basemen saving a run along the way. 0-1 stretch, pitched by Hensman. Swung on, popped up, but foul over our heads. See, I think that'll probably, is that going to clear? Nope. Is it going to come back? Here it comes. And bounces into the first row, and a guy makes the catch. These folks, obviously, a lot of them know this stadium and the foul ball trajectory. 0-2 stretch. Oh, good. Gave it to a kiddo. That's cool. Delivery. Swung on. Fly ball. Not deep. Right center field. Might be Bermuda Triangle on the run. And that catch made by Jason Rosario in right field. A sliding catch in the Bermuda Triangle. Jack Winkler went out. Denzel Clark in and over. And Rosario made that catch on the run. Sliding. I'll bring up Ben Williamson. My goodness. Now Williamson is the batter after the brilliant catch. He swings and sends one well foul into the right field corner. It's 0-1. Well, Jason Rosario had a play earlier that he kind of got caught on. It really didn't totally factor into the run scoring, although it was part of it in the first inning, but boy, he made a brilliant play right there, sliding catch in right center field, shallow. Pitch to the outside corner, called strike to Williamson, 0-2. Well, quickly, two men down, bottom of the seventh inning, Ben Williamson at the plate, Alberto Rodriguez on deck. 2-1 Travelers, seventh inning. Second pitch by Hensman, swung on set to straightaway center, and Denzel is there, he's got it. So a really good play by Jason Rosario. And the Travelers go in order as we're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Trivia coming up. Again, trivia with a something, at least something of a purpose. Sidebar purpose, I guess. We played seven, game two, Texas League Championship Series. Arkansas 2 and the Rockhounds 1.
The game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime.
The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Here we go to the top of the... I hit the wrong button. I was going out of my way to compliment Stephen Davis, who's my my colleague in the booth next door. This gave us the attendance this evening, 5,011. That's terrific stuff, really is. Again, playoff crowd, so very good. The bunches on Tuesday and Sunday at Rocky Town, exceptional. And what a big bunch here as well, 5,011. So we'll give you a game summary and our trivia answer. We go to the top of the eighth inning. Jordan Groshans, Jack Winkler, and Henry Bolte on the mound to face Luis Curvelo. And again, he has been really good out of the bullpen, the best right-hander out of the pen for the Travelers. Jordan Groshans, 3-for-3. A swinging bunt his first time up. Got to tell it like it is, but a sharp single to left and a double into the left field corner. He's 3-for-3. Pitch by Curvelo, ground ball right side, and ranging there, making a good play. Second baseman Rodden throws him out. Well hit ball, but ranging to his left. Brock Rodden got there. One pitch in the eighth inning, one down. And well, the Travs with a one-run lead and five outs away from forcing game three. The two teams have won 110 or more games and did not make the World Series. They have both been very recent in Major League history. The first, I'll tell you why I bring it up. Well, it was in an article I was reading, but Seattle Mariners, the pitch down low to Jack Winkler, 1-for-3 with an RBI single. The Mariners, of course, 116 wins in 2001, 70 over 500, won one series and then lost to the Yankees. Called strike to Jack Winkler, 1-1. The other, just a couple of years ago, the Dodgers, 60 games over 500, 111-51. That was the Freddie Freeman initial year. Swing and a miss, and Winkler chases one away. It's 1-2. And Curvelo really sharp. Well, one of the pitchers on that Seattle Mariners team is in the Rockhounds dugout. 1-2 pitch rolled out towards short. To his left, Cole Young makes the play and the throw. Two down. This series is edging toward a decisive game tomorrow. Two up, two down. Here's Henry Bolte, 1-for-3 with a sharp single to right field. Paul Abbott, outstanding member of that 2001 team. Boy, did he play with some all-time greats. And he was part of that Seattle team. Chopper to third, handled by Young. Sets up, throws on a hop, and oh, the ball got out of the glove. First baseman, so see how that will go in a replay. Don't know if we've seen a scoring call. Give him a base hit, so Henry Bolte beat that out. That ball took a long time to get to Cole Young. His throw was a little low, and Windisch unable to make the play. So the Rockhounds have their 12th base hit of the game, but still trail 2-1. And here's Jeremy Eierman. I mentioned this a couple times over the year, but Paul Abbott still has the best winning percentage of any qualifying pitcher in Seattle Mariner history. First pitch to Jeremy Eierman, drops down low for a ball, 1-0. Rockhounds pitching coach, and I mean an absolute pleasure. Boy, talking baseball with Paul Abbott is a lot of fun, really intriguing. Love his thought process. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and that ball lined into left center field, a base hit by Jeremy Eierman. Henry Bolte will stop at second. So it is two men on with two men down. The Rockhounds have 13 hits and one run. Jeremy Eierman. And remember, he laced a line drive. It was handled by Ben Williamson at third base earlier. So he's had two really good swings. This is to the mound. This will be Michael Peoples, I believe, the pitching coach. Again, both the PC and the manager are wearing the windbreakers, not the uniforms, but that's Michael, and it is Michael Peoples. So, Hounds with 13 base hits, but they trail 2-1. Two out base hits by Bolting and Eierman. Jason Rosario will be the batter. Conversation broken up on the mound by Steven Rios Jr. I mentioned Paul Abbott, Rockhounds pitching coach. Of course, Gregorio Petit, Rockhounds manager. Juan Delaney is the hitting coach. Daryl Kennedy, assistant hitting coach. As the line goes, he's overqualified. He really is. And these guys, just a pleasure. Eric Fast, the athletic trainer, outstanding. And Jake Kostaitis, sport performance coach. Here's Jason, first and second, two men down. Pitch on the way by Curvelo. Strike called. And boy, Rosario, a little surprised at that call. Pitch just got there, inside corner at the knees, 0-1. First and second, two men down, top of the eighth, 2-1 Arkansas. Pitch to Rosario, and that's low and in, ball one, one ball and one strike. Top of the order, Denzel Clark would follow. Travs four outs away from forcing game three. Rockhounds trying to get something going with two outs in the eighth. Pitch to Rosario, swings and misses. It's 1-2. Curvelo with a high fastball and count a ball and two strikes. Jason has struck out twice and bounced out first base to pitcher. 1-2 count. Curvelo from the stretch. Pitch takes flight. Attempted didn't go. Pitch missed. Now a big crowd, so they're gonna respond, but that pitch clearly outside. 2-2. Yeah, you bought a ticket, you can gripe, that's for sure, but the pitch was clearly outside. 2-2 now. Rosario waits. Runners their leads. Pitch by Curvelo, and that's fouled away, off to the left, out of play. 2-2. Lead runner is Henry Bolte. He runs really well. Jeremy Ironman on at first base. Back-to-back two-out singles here in the eighth. Travs 2, Hounds 1. Rosario stepping out and taps both feet one time and now taps the dish, steps back in. Luis Curvelo with a 2-2 count. Rosario waits, runners their leads. Pitch takes flight, bouncing ball right side and will be easily handled by Rodden. Throw to first for the out. No runs on two more base hits. No errors and two left. And oh my goodness, 13 base hits for the Hounds are down. Bottom of the eighth inning upcoming. Hounds go deeper into the bullpen. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Arkansas 2 with the Hounds 1.
The to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Alberto Rodriguez leads it off. Brock Rodden and Hogan Windisch will follow in the last of the eighth inning. Ryan Cusick on to pitch for the Rockhounds. Lincoln Hensman did a nice job. Did give up a sacrifice fly, but again, came in with the bases loaded, one man down. That's a tough scenario. First pitch swinging. Rodriguez fouls Cusick's first pitch away, 0-1. And Ryan out of the Rockhounds bullpen in the bottom of the eighth inning. Rockhounds will have the top of the order in the ninth. Then Denzel Clark, and Shane McGuire, and Daniel Susak. McGuire pinch hitting for Brennan Malone earlier. Breaking pitch lined out in the left field, a base hit. Just over the glove with the shortstop, Jeremy Ironman, and Rodriguez has had a good night. Lead off base hit in the bottom of the eighth inning. Boy, and here's a almost a roll-aids kind of stat. That is the fifth base hit for Arkansas. The Rockhounds have 13. But again, it is a 2-1 ball game with Arkansas on top. So a base hit starting in, a good piece of hitting. That was a kind of a soft line drive, but it was over the glove of Jeremy Ironman. And the Travs will go to the bench and get a pinch runner. Jared Sundstrom, who has not appeared in the series yet, will pinch run for Alberto Rodriguez. He is an outfielder, is Sundstrom, so he will likely take the spot in right field. So Sundstrom is the base runner. Brock Rodden is the batter, one on and nobody down. Travs trying to increase the lead, pitch down and in with Rodden taking all the way, one ball and no strikes. Jared Sundstrom is a late call-up from Advance Day. Pinch runner here in the last half of the eighth inning, 2-1 Arkansas. Cheating way in at third base onto the grass is Jordan Groshans. Pitch on the way by Cusick. Down the middle for a called strike from Ryan. One ball and one strike. We have 2-1 ball game. Travs got a run in the first inning. Hounds got one in the sixth, and the Travs answered in the sixth. Rodden, a switch hitter, batting left-handed against Ryan Cusick. Right-hander's pitch, and he bunts it. A beauty. Jordan Gross is going to go to second, and they got him. Boy, that looked like a good bunt, but Jordan Groshans was cheating well on into the grass, and he gets the pinch runner, Sundstrom. 5-4 putout, just a fielder's choice for Rodden. Boy, you've got to make sure on that, obviously, but Jordan Groshans, he's an outstanding defender. Good, strong throw on the money, so Sundstrom retired. Rodden is the base runner. One man down in the eighth, and the batter is Hogan Windisch, who was 0 for 2 with a bounce out, a strikeout, and a walk. Takes down and away for a ball, 1-0. Well, you look at two different elements of this game that, you know, the Rockhounds just drive you to distraction. Hounds about hit the Travelers 13-5. And the tie-breaking run in the sixth inning came about without benefit of a hit. So it's 2-1, bottom of the eighth, one on, one out. Hogan Windisch is the batter. Right-handed hitter with power. Pitch from Ryan Cusick, lifted foul into the pitch flat night sky up and over that A-frame roof that makes foul balls a game show all their own here at Dickey Stevens Park. The roof of this ballpark is an A-frame with shingles on it. It just looks like a big old house, at least the roof does. One ball, one strike, throw to first base, a little low glove by Will Simpson. Well, you know, it's a playoff game. The organist has stayed through the whole game. I don't think he usually does. I need to pay more attention. That will only been coming here since Ray Winder Field in 1992. Runner goes. Pitch is taken away. Here's the throw by Daniel Susak on a hop, and it gets through. Low throw by Susak, and that is a steal and an error. And now, runner at third with one man down. Brock Rodden stolen base. Daniel Susak's throw was low. Boy, and that changes the complexion of this inning. Hounds have their second error of this ball game, and the count is 2-1 to Windisch. So the Hounds initially get the lead runner at second base on the bunt attempt, but then Rodden was running. He stole 9 bases in the regular season. Throw gets through to center field on the error. Runner at third, one man down. And Windisch waits from the right side. Pitching away by Cusick. Big high chopper. And coming home is Fireman, but that throw is wide to get the runner at first. And that'll be an RBI. That's the old 6-2-3, but the run scores. And, boy, the error comes back to haunt. 6-2-3. I don't know if we've ever seen one of those before, but that's an RBI. Boy, this big bunch. Loving it. Loving it. Hogan Wingish, RBI, in the score is Brock Rodden. Last two runs for Arkansas. Well, this one still could become earned. It's unearned for now. Now here's Jake Anchia, bases empty, two down, and that's a big, big run. Jumping away for a ball, 1-0. That makes it a 3-1 ball game. And Chia, the battery's 0-3, right-handed hitter. Takes down and away for a ball, two balls, and no strikes. So a leadoff base hit for Rodriguez eventually turns into the run. Fielder's choice on the sacrifice bunt attempt. Stolen base compounded by an error and a 6-2-3 RBI bounce out. And Chia checks his swing, or did he? They appealed, they went around. Boy, not much. Take a whole lot to get a check swing strike in this game. Two balls and one strike to count, but Anchia is said to have gone around. There's a check swing early in this game that kind of gave an indication it might be that way. Pitch swung on and fouled away, almost straight back. It's two balls, two strikes. So the Hounds will need two runs in the top of the ninth to keep this game going and avoid a decisive game three. But imagine this place will be, again, virtually full as it is tonight. You don't see that all that often. 6:35 again would be first pitch tomorrow, if indeed it does result in a game three. And right now the Travs with the lead. Pitch from Cusick. That's a strike call to the knees on the outside corner. Boy, that just got there, and Chia didn't care for it. That was a borderline pitch to be sure. So another unearned run. It's one run, one hit, one error, nobody left. And that takes us to the top of the ninth inning. And I would imagine this will be Danny Werchanski, the outstanding left-hander, who's a starter through much of the year, led the league in ERA, but he's gone to the bullpen in the second half, or I should say in the playoffs. After 8, Arkansas 3, Rockhounds 1.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service, we offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
It is actually left-hander Peyton Alford who will come on. Cavs have really good arms out of the bullpen. And Peyton Alford will be the man who will come on in the ninth inning. And he'll face the top of the order. Denzel Clark will lead it off for the Hounds. And it's Shane McGuire who came in as a pinch hitter for Brendan Malone. Daniel Susak third, and Will Simpson would be fourth in the inning. Alford, outstanding, made 43 appearances out of the bullpen, 8-2 with a 2.20 ERA, 7 saves in 9 attempts. swinging a foul away at his first offering. Denzel Clark is the batter. Denzel 2-for-4 with a good ball game. Fouls that one away. It's 0-1. The 0-1 stretch and pitch, and D swings and bounces one foul, and it's 0-2. Clark, right-handed hitter, of course, against the left-hander, Peyton Alford. A twist, the leg kick, and a pitch, and that's punched foul, right side out of play. Still 0-2 to D. Shane McGuire, who takes over as the designated hitter in this ballgame, is on deck. 0-2 count, second time. Clark waits, pitch by Alford, breaking ball, chopped to shortstop, going to be third base instead. Williams, a good play, throws and got him by a half step. He's out. One down in the ninth inning. Batter is Shane McGuire, 0-for-1 as a pinch hitter, but boy, he ripped the ball to second base. Brock Rodden handling it in the seventh inning. Travs have left 8 men on in this game. The Rockhounds have left 11. First pitch down the middle with a low for ball one. One ball, no strikes to Alford. Susak on deck. Simpson would follow if the Hounds extend the inning. Throw back to the mound. Gets away. Shane McGuire mentioned when he pinch hit first. At that first appearance of this postseason, Daniel Susak has been doing the catching pitch, and that's a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes 1-1. Travs have him shaded to pull. First baseman Logan Windisch pretty much a no-doubles defense down the first baseline. 1-1 count to Shane McGuire. Pitch, a breaking ball called strike, and McGuire disagrees with that. I always say this, and of course it's a playoff, so he shouldn't be facetious, but I always side with Shane. He has got a really good idea of the zone. I think the dugout might have barked a little bit at that one as well. Borderline pitch goes Alford's way. 1-2 count. Nobody on. One out, top of the ninth inning. 3-1 Arkansas. Pitch down low for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. And new baseballs now for Steven Rios Jr., home plate umpire. We can't run out of baseballs. That's not going to work. Two balls, two strikes. Shane McGuire at the dish. Third baseman Williamson playing well off the bag, almost playing the shortstop position. 2-2 the count. Shane waits, lefty-lefty matchup. Alford's pitch turns into it, but it's high for a ball. They will appeal. I don't think so. Yeah, not in the crowd. Crowd will groan. I can't blame them a whole lot. It hasn't taken a lot to get a check swing called in this game, but didn't appear he went around. 3-2. Full count. One down. Pitch from Alford is sent to third base. Handled by Williamson. Roll line drive. Two men out. Top of the ninth. Going again. Good bunch and a whole big bunch of them on their feet. There's a really good atmosphere here. This is the fifth playoff game that we have been part of on this season. Two in Rocky Town, two in Frisco, and that's in range, just the fifth game. Yeah, now one here in Arkansas. Atmosphere has been terrific in all five. Here's Daniel Susak, takes a strike on the inside edge, 0-1. Two-run game. Insurance run at the top of this, or the last of the eighth inning. Changed the complexion a bit. Bouncer foul, and it's one strike away from game three. Mentioned Logan Evans and Jack Perkins will be the matchup, and man, that's good stuff. And I imagine pretty much all hands on deck, close enough anyway. Crowd making a whole big bunch of noise on an 0-2 count to Daniel Susak. Top of the ninth, it's 3-1 Arkansas with nobody on and two men down. Daniel 2-for-4. Alford set. Looking to slam the door in the top of the ninth inning. Pitch to Susak. Swings and misses. He got it. And we're going to go to game three. Travelers, who scored just one run in their opening game at home this season when they hosted Springfield to open the North Division Championship Series, scored just three in this one. But in this case, it's enough. And in the second half, including playoffs, Arkansas is now 24-8 at home, and that is a .750 winning percentage. So they have played extremely well in this ballpark, and you know they're going to have a whole bunch of folks here again tomorrow. And 6:35 will be our first pitch. Rockhounds go in order in the ninth inning, and we'll give you totals in just a couple of moments. The tip of the cap to the Arkansas Travelers. Boy, Justin, just heard the PA guy maybe in the background. Three runs on five hits for the Travs. One run on 13 hits for the Rockhounds. Oh, my goodness. Give you the rest of those totals. Fill in the blanks on the other side of this timeout. Back with more after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud. The game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Well, I mentioned those totals are a little bit tough to look at in some ways. The Rockhounds out-hit Arkansas by almost a 3-1 margin, but fall in this game 3-1. For the Rockhounds, one run on 13 base hits, two errors, and they were both very, very costly. 113 and 2. Arkansas, three runs, five hits, and no errors, 3-5-0. Juan Mercedes gets the win in relief, struggling his first outing. Remember that against Springfield, that was his first outing out of the bullpen all year, and he did struggle a bit, but he was pretty good in this one. Mercedes gives up seven hits, but only one run with no walks and four strikeouts, and he gets the win. Colton Johnson takes the loss for the Rockhounds in this game. Had a rough stretch in the sixth inning, gave up two walks and had an error in the inning as well. Peyton Alford will pick up his first save of the postseason. Travs got a run in the first inning. That lead stood up until the sixth. Hounds got on the board in the sixth inning. Consecutive hits by Will Simpson, Jordan Groshans, and Jack Winkler. Jack with a ribby. And then the Travs scored the last two runs of this game on only one base hit. We'll give you more on that on the other side of a quick timeout. Won't take long to do it. In the 13-hit attack for the Rockhounds, Denzel Clark had two base hits. Will Simpson had two. Henry Bolte had two. And Jordan Groshans had three base hits in this game. Travs had just five base hits overall, with Jared Oliva picking up two hits in the ballgame. Time of the game is 2 hours, 33 minutes. Again, terrific crowd tonight, 5,011. And boy, they had a lot to cheer about. It took a while, at least at times. Got the early lead, and then, boy, nothing doing for about five innings. But the Travelers win it by the final score of 3-1. Take a quick second look and set up tomorrow's decisive game. Final game of the Texas League season, we now know, is tomorrow night here at Dickey Stevens Park. Game two goes to the Travelers by the final score of 3-1.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. and we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one, two, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you'll experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Travelers got on the board in the first inning in this ball game. It was a two-out double by Jared Oliva, a hustle double to right field. Ben Williamson walked, and then Alberto Rodriguez base hit to left field. It was a 1-0 ball game. Again, each team, we won't get into it very deeply in this one, but both teams really had a lot of opportunities in this contest. In one inning that you go back to and look at, the top of the fourth, Hounds got leadoff singles from Will Simpson and Jordan Groshans. First and second, nobody out, but did not get on the board. They did eventually in the sixth. Will Simpson, leadoff single. Jordan Groshans doubled into the left field corner. Jack Winkler tied the game with an RBI base hit. But in the bottom of the sixth, the leadoff walk to Alberto Rodriguez. Brock Rodden popped out. Hogan Windisch walked. Jake Anchia, a bouncer back to the pitcher Colton Johnson, who had entered the game in the sixth. But Colton bobbled the ball, and his throw was then high and wide. It pulled Will Simpson off the bag. Will actually initially saved a run by making a catch on the throw. But that loaded the bases with nobody out. Lincoln Hensman did a nice job. He came in, gave up a sacrifice fly to pinch hitter Victor Labrada, but that's the only run he gave up. He got a brilliant play by Jordan Groshans that saved a run or two to end the inning. So a couple of well-hit baseballs there, but got the sac fly. That was the only run that scored in the inning, thanks in large part as well to Groshans, and then a 1-2-3 seventh. But in the eighth, the Travs get another run, and again, by benefit, only one base hit. Rodriguez again, leadoff single. Brock Rodden's bunt attempt is foiled as Groshans makes a good play, gets pinch runner Jared Sundstrom at second base, so it's one on and one out. But a stolen base by Rodden, compounded by a throwing error on Daniel Susat, and the unusual 6-2-3 short to catch to first for the RBI. Jeremy Ironman coming home, but could not get Brock Rodden, who scores the run. Windisch is thrown out at first base, 6-2-3. So a couple of unearned runs deciding this game. By the way, there is some weather in the area. They're going to tarp the field tonight. The tarp is already being unfurled, so Mother Nature, we don't need any of that tomorrow, please. Thank you very much. As the Texas League season will be decided, it'll be game three of this best of three championship series in a tremendous matchup. Logan Evans will go to the mound for Arkansas. He's a very good prospect for the Seattle Mariners. Right-hander, 6'4", 225 out of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Evans, 8-6. I'm cheating him. 9-5, 3.20 ERA. Pitched mostly as a starter and a little out of the bullpen, but just outstanding. A 1.18 whip. Opposition hitting just .217 against him. Rockhounds will counter with Jack Perkins, who was 4-1 with a 2.96 ERA. In his whip, 1.14, opposition hit .193 against him. So they said, even if all of AA was playing tomorrow, and not just the series or two, one has been decided, that in the Eastern League. And let's see, the other one is, we got a heck of a game going on. Birmingham leads Montgomery 1-0 going to the top of the ninth. And if Birmingham wins it, they will close that series in the Southern League. But this one, in the Texas League, going to go all three games. 6:35 will be our first pitch tomorrow, and I will join you right at 6:25 tomorrow from Dickey Stevens Park. Oh, my goodness. It is, it all comes down to one game. All started back on April 5th. One contest to decide it, and we'll look forward to seeing you here on Rockhounds Radio tomorrow. Until then, for all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at Dickey Stevens Park, where the Travelers win game two by the final score of 3-1. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And good night, my friends, from North Little Rock, Arkansas.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rock Hounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockHounds.org is your place for all things Rock Hounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rock Hounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rock Hounds Baseball.